This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Ellie Taylor on FUBAR Radio.
Oh my goodness me. Hello, it's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. We're live from London, coming to you every week with all the best showbiz gossip, updates, news. It's all kicking off. Simon, are you excited?
I couldn't be more excited. Hello, the internet plus app.
Are you also excited that I spoke over the first ever jingle that we played?
My favourite thing so far is that you did that when we practiced this a couple of weeks ago.
and I won't ever do it again, don't worry.
Absolutely nailed talking over our intro jingle.
I was so excited to get talking.
Day one of FUBAR Radio! Very exciting.
Mark Dolan's just had a stormer. 4 hours he was on.
He has absolutely nailed it. He set the bar very high as well, which I'm concerned about.
He hasn't heard our show, though.
Luckily, these guys, they got the Fosbury on them. Plus, you're pretty tall, so I reckon you could easily clear that height.
What?
It's a high jump reference.
What are you
very
doing
early
that?
Days.
Oh, goodness. It's got niche already.
Sure.
Bloody hell.
Sure.
We'll be here every week with all the showbiz news and gossip. We've got loads of stuff coming up. We're going to be talking about your claim to fame. If you maybe, I don't know, maybe you know the dude from the Halifax advert.
We can dream.
Maybe the dude from the Halifax advert is your dad.
Better.
Any of these things. We want to hear about your celebrity encounters of the week. Do you sound like a celebrity? Get in contact and maybe you can compete with my best celebrity impression, which
yes.
is... What's that?
That's just one of mine.
What is it? Oh, it's the dude from The X Factor.
The guy. It's that guy. You know I do all celebrity impressions, right?
Can you do a jingle for celebrity impressions right now, a live one, in that voice?
Celebrity impressions! With Sean Connery.
So far, my best one, I think, is still Nana Moon from EastEnders.
Go.
Oh, Alfie.
I absolutely love that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because my shoulders go up. I get into character.
It's a very visual impression. You embody her.
Do you know who'll probably really like that impression?
The woman who plays that?
Yeah, but also Tim Tripping from Holy Moly. See what I did there?
Really strong link.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tim Tripping from Holy Moly, the top UK gossip and showbiz website, will be joining us later to give us an update on what's going on, basically, what we need to know about.
Very excites balls.
So, Simon, have you had a good week? What have you been up to?
I've had a pretty exciting week. Been doing a bit of giggery, you know, the old stand-up gigs.
Giggage.
Also popped up to Leicester for a bit of the Dave's Leicester Comedy Festival to see Alexi Sale
do a
talk. Oh, lovely.
I'm there tomorrow.
It's very exciting.
What was Alexi Sale chatting about?
You know, just his experience in comedy, his kind of godfather sort of role, you know, what it was like in the halcyon era of the 1980s when there are only three comedians and they all earn all the money and it was super exciting and all that business.
Does he hate all of us, basically?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice Valentine's?
Oh, well, where to start? it was fine. I did a gig. I did. You have a nice Valentine's. You've actually got a boy, so.
I do, but he's not around.
Ah.
So he's not in prison. That sounded dodgy. He's just in another land.
But he's a pretty dashing fellow, and I reckon he would have made a bit of an effort to sweep you off your feet.
No, he sent me an email. Does that count?
He sounds like a prick.
I sent him a picture of a banana, and on the banana,
hello.
I said, "I'm bananas about you." I wrote it in a Sharpie. He was thoroughly underwhelmed.
Oh, my goodness. It's just so great to hear that sort of thing.
Well, you know, I nicked it from a BuzzFeed thing. I thought it was a really good idea.
That's nice. I wrote on a banana once. Stories like this are what are going to keep this show afloat. We're just at the beginning, since it's at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's the very first show. I'm very excited to be here. It's day one of FUBAR Radio. The listenership is literally smashing into double figures as we speak. We're very excited.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, Dad. I've brought you a present, and it's a present for the show.
Have you really bought me a present?
I've genuinely bought you. I say bought. I was clearing out my cupboard under the stairs and I found it and I was like, this is amazing.
Right.
What I'm so excited about is that I think it encapsulates everything about the show, okay? It's pop, it's light, it's fluffy, it's fueled with hot air.
What?
And one of the people in it is almost certainly going to turn out to be gay.
Right. What
it,
is...
It is.
He's going under the desk.
It's a beach ball.
Right.
It's not just any beach ball though,
right.
Els. It's a Steps beach ball signed by all of Steps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Where did you get that from?
I have absolutely no recollection of where, but I found it in my house.
Hang on, you can't just have this and don't know where it's come from. You must know the backstory.
I genuinely don't know. I just got it at some point in my life. Listen, there's a lot of weird shit. in my life, okay? Yeah, I've got a signed step speech ball, guys.
Was this like a crazy period of time in the 90s? You just don't remember.
It was a really dark time. Me and H went through some weird stuff together.
Thank you, Simon.
That's my gift for you and for the show.
Well, I didn't get you anything.
No, well, that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't really matter, does it? thank you so much. It's on the floor.
We've started, as we mean to go on, with Ellie berating me.
But thanks. It's a very nice idea.
Thanks.
Did you go on a date or anything on Valentine's after your gig, by the way?
Oh, no. I didn't do anything Valentine's-y at all.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, soz.
You're not into that sentimental nonsense.
No, I would say, arguably, I would rebel against the sort of, Valentine's Hallmark holiday rubbish. But, you know, if someone wanted to go on a date, I might have done. But it just didn't happen. Soz.
That's my violin.
Yeah. Yeah, I started doing the Jurassic Park music.
I love the Jurassic Park music. I think when I get married, I'm going to walk down the aisle to that.
As a velociraptor.
As a velociraptor. I have bridesmaids and they all come in as the baby velociraptors.
And then your dad goes... Clever girl.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah. I've got a baseball cap that says Clever Girl on it.
Wow.
Boyfriend got it for me for Christmas. That's why he's a keeper.
He is...
Spoils me rotten, doesn't he?
Can't wait to hang out with him more. I think we're going to be BFFs.
Baseball caps.
Yeah.
Hey, have you got a Jurassic Park story? Get in touch. At Fubar Radio, or we're also on ellie@fubarradio.com. Drop us an email or a tweet. We want to hear from you. If you've got anything to say about anything that we're chatting about today, please get in contact.
This show is going to be a Jurassic Lark. Hello? Oh, God. Oh. Why is that red light gone off? Oh, that means there's no listeners left. Oh, God.
Even Mum's gone. Bloody
she's
hell. Off.
She's like, I told you not to do it with him.
Right, we're going to have a lovely day. I'm very excited to do this.
The most exciting thing is people getting in touch, as far as I'm concerned.
Simon's armed and ready with the mouse and a computer screen.
I've got a computer, I've got a mouse, I've got Twitter. Let's go mental.
He's got a tablet in front of him lovely sort of baby blue case.
Thanks very much. And that is just my warfarin for thinning me blood. That's a really niche reference.
I really didn't understand what that meant.
Just a tablet, you know, one that's got like the days of the week written on it.
The good thing between us is that the chemistry, we really just really understand
each other's
sense of humour.
It's fire, isn't it?
Oh, but maybe let's get some music. I don't know. Bit of a disclosure.
Yeah, go for it.
They were on the Brits last night. They were bloody good.
Yeah. Did they win?
Yeah, I think they
didn't. I don't think they did.
Well, maybe let's get on the blue tablet and have a bloody look.
Let's get on. I'm going to take a blue tablet during this and I am going to be armed and ready.
Disclosure there. This is Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder live on FUBAR Radio on day one of broadcasting Station Mation.
Dear one in the FUBAR studio, Simon and Ellie are having a fight.
Very quiet one.
Yeah, it's a visual fight. It's like eye lasers. It's like, I know.
Eye lasers work really well on radio.
I know you voted for me. I know you tried to vote me off.
So it's just gone 1:15 and we're here today to bring you all the showbiz gossip and website-y chat.
Sure.
So the Brits were last night. Did you watch it?
I'm going to say no.
Unbelievable.
I was gigging.
Day one, and you haven't even bothered to watch that.
I did do the research and I did read up on who the winners were this morning, but don't test me.
I'm not going to because I don't know either. I did watch it.
You watched it. You were just like blinded by Beyonce's dress and that.
I was a bit disappointed by Beyonce last night.
Why?
She was wonderful and lovely and beautiful and sang lovely, beautiful songs as always, but she was just a bit, it was just a bit boring.
You wanted like Beyonce.
Yeah, I wanted Sasha Fierce. Yeah. I wanted dancing. I wanted all that. Jazz.
But was she more like Beyonce?
Yeah, exactly. Which is disappointing.
Sure.
There were some really good performances though.
Who did I miss?
The Arctic Monkeys opened.
Nice.
They were very good.
Do you know what? No. I traditionally don't like what I would class as indie music, which I'd put Arctic Monkeys in, right? Mm. I listened to that new album of theirs. It's actually quite good.
Everyone says that.
What it's done is it's sort of an indie band doing like a rock record. Which is quite interesting. It's got little like vibes like Queens of the Stone Age, that sort of thing in it. You've got the look on your face that's like, I don't know what's happening now.
I don't know the Queens of the Stone. I know the name, but I don't know any of their music.
Basically, it's quite an accessible rock record. And I'm a rock fan. I would class them as indie. Like the record, all right? You are going to love the feature later where I play you some music.
Oh, good God. But Alex Turner he was talking about rock a lot in his acceptance speech. He was a bit of a... dick, right?
Well,
I started
then.
I was like, can we say, oh yeah, you can say that. Yeah. We can say that on here.
He's a straight old silly Billy.
Well, he's turned into, he's kind of been like the Shia LaBeouf of the Brits. He just went weird.
Great reference.
He did, thank you. He did a weird acceptance speech, which I think we've got actually.
Oh, I'd like to hear this, please.
Where he was just a bit sort of, well, just a bit up his own arse.
And the winner of the MasterCard album of
who's
the
that?
Year is the Arctic Monkeys.
Yes, it was. Here we
that
go.
Rock and roll, eh?
Oh, yes, Alex.
Dramatic
rock
pause.
And roll, it just won't go away.
Another dramatic pause.
Wow.
It'll, might hibernate from time to time. And
what an idiot.
Sink back into the swamp.
I like that. I like that picture he's painted.
I think the, cyclical nature
oh,
of the
God.
Universe.
It sounds like he's trying to be Eric Cantona.
I've got a degree of using the word cyclical.
Ideas to some of its
I mean, there's another minute of this to
art
go.
College, yeah. Is mostly just pausing.
It's
yes!
There, just around the corner.
Oh, as all the band look on, like, what is he talking about?
To make its way back through the sludge.
Sludge. People
and
are well into it.
Smash through the glass ceiling.
Wow. Is there a glass ceiling on rock and roll?
Looking better than ever.
He's thinking of Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
Yeah, that rock and roll. It seems like it's fading away sometimes, but
it just go. It just went on and on and on.
It will never die.
Yeah, much like this speech.
Still going, isn't it?
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it, mate. Brittany tried.
Thank you very much for this.
This is my favourite bit.
I do truly appreciate it.
True rock and roll moment.
Don't take that the wrong way.
What?
And
ready?
Yeah. Invoice me for the microphone if you need to.
And then he dropped the mic.
And then he dropped the microphone.
That was a pretty sweet end, I'm not going to lie.
Do you think so?
Because there was, like, sound people get very angry if you drop their mics. So I quite like that he prefaced it with, guys, I know this is a very expensive Sennheiser piece of equipment, but if you could just bill it to my agent. Thank you. Rock and roll smash.
That's so not rock and roll, is it? It's like invoice me beforehand.
It's like, guys, can someone just go downstairs and clear the pavement before I chuck this TV out the window? I don't want to get anyone hurt. Have you been injured by a rock star?
Include the VAT on the invoice, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just a really weird thing to do. I think he got quite a lot of stick from that. On
really?
There. Yeah, because he's just a bit, it's an idiot. It's just being a dick.
But it's exactly what you would expect from that kind of swaggering rock star. That's the thing, is like, that's why I class him as like indie, because he's got that sort of Gallagher-y like, oh, I'm a fucking northern swagger. I actually said the F-bomb.
But he did it in Northern accent, so it doesn't count.
It doesn't count, does it?
No.
No, it's like fun.
Gallagher was on as well.
Was he? What did he have to say?
He just came on to do the Bowie presentation thing because he wasn't there. And then Kate Moss rocked up. It got very 90s. Those guys were there.
Right.
There was James Corden did two drug jokes.
Jarvis Cocker ran on, flipped the V's. That would have been amazing.
The fashion was all quite 90s as well. You just think that any moment, sort of Zoe Ball,
Sam Fox and Mick Fleetwood were going to come in. That would have been so good.
And one of the Arctic Monkeys, when they got their first award, he came up with a can of Boddington's.
What?
And deliberately held the label right close to the camera so everyone could see it was Boddington's.
Wow.
Melanie Sykes nearly rocked up.
That would
as
have
well.
Been incredible.
But it was good. I liked, there was a, I think it was Disclosure, and Rudimental did a mashup. I believe that's the term.
Bloody current.
That was bloody good.
Yeah.
Prince was there as well.
Was he? The
Little.
Artist formerly known as Symbol.
Yes, Squiggle Man.
Yeah.
He was there.
What's he up to?
Just being really
tiny.
Being really reclusive and tiny, but doing loads of shows everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did he perform at all?
No, he just did a selfie with James Corden.
Of course he bloody did. Love that man.
And there was 1D, won a couple of things.
1D?
Yeah. You familiar with those guys?
Now, are they the ones that do opera?
Very similar.
Yeah?
Very similar.
No, I've not come across them. Are they popular or...?
Quite popular, yeah.
Are they popular?
They won, the best global band ever in the world ever. Global domination one, yeah.
You would have thought I would have heard of them,
you
wouldn't
you? Have been, well, they came up to collect their award, and Harry Styles, what is he like? Was only bloody in the loo, wasn't he?
My
Cheeky.
Question is this.
Yeah.
What do you think he was doing in the loo? Or who do you think he
I think
was
it was more of a
loo?
Who. He's always at it.
Mm. He's a mucky pup, isn't he?
He totally is.
He's digging tunnels.
Have you ever been to the Brits? You used to do sort of music-y stuff, didn't you?
I don't think I have.
I didn't want to go anyway.
I wasn't in charge of the invites.
I was making soup, so I didn't care.
Oh, okay.
Really good soup.
We should probably try and sound a bit more like showbiz and rock and rolly rather than like...
I didn't like the Brits because it was too much sort of promoting MasterCard.
Yeah, so commercial. That's well, screw those guys.
Yeah, man.
I went to the MTV Awards once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who was there?
God, everyone. It was in Rome. Very exciting. This sounds quite rock and roll now, doesn't it?
Is that where you got the Steps Beach Ball from? At last we discover.
Wow, you're like a bloody Columbo up in here. Yeah, Steps were performing at the MTV Awards. I mean, that's not unreasonable, is it?
They could have been,
that's true.
They were very big in the day.
Yeah, I suppose. But I'm going to say they weren't.
Do you know what I watched on telly the other day? The Big Reunion.
Ah.
And Eternal were on there, one of my favourite girl bands ever. Mm-hmm. And Esther, the lead singer, who's amazing and sold like 3 gazillion million albums,
yeah,
was now working in a like a beauty salon.
No.
Yeah.
It's because she didn't marry a footballer.
Oh, is that what you have to do?
That's what Louise did, isn't it?
Oh, it's true.
She was pretty fit, though. So.
She was the real thing, wasn't she?
She was quite the pin-up. She was the FHM girl at the time, wasn't she?
Never really read FHM.
No. I mean, I didn't read it.
At that point, I think we should go to some music now. The great thing about Fubar is that we can pick our own music.
Yes.
And this is a song that I really, really love at the minute. It's by Foxes, and it's called Let Go For Tonight.
How did you describe it to me last week?
I don't know.
On this show, you were like, oh, what's that one video where it's that, and it's that girl
and
she's like
stuff,
doing a song,
and it's got a name that's like an animal. Is it horse?
You didn't even say animal. It was just like the worst guesswork ever.
I really like it. It's really fun.
But then you did send me the video later in the day.
I could have got away with sounding quite cool then, and you've just totally
soz. I'm not going to do that again, because later I'm going to talk really seriously about music and I don't want you to mock me. Too late.
Screw off. Anyway, this is Foxes, Let Go For Tonight.
Fell from the sky, footprints on the ground.
Fox is there with Let Go For Tonight. Simon's busy taking selfies.
I'm so on brand.
Eternally
I'm taking selfies during the show.
Tweet it.
I'm going to tweet it.
Let's get it trending.
I'm going to take a selfie live on air, right? While you're talking, I'm going to put you in the background of it there. Look at that. That is incredible.
Double thumbs up. I can't even see it. Microphone's in the way.
Okay, I'm going to. There you go.
Nothing makes better radio than taking selfies, I think. Simon, did you like Foxes?
Yeah, I do like it, actually.
Do you think that's really good fun?
I watched the video and she is a bit of a fox.
She's
as well.
Beautiful. I think she looks like Jamila Jamil.
I don't know who that is.
She is a beautiful presenter lady. He also does a show on quite a big radio station.
Oh, okay. We're going to start getting some beef. Should we do beef with other radio stations?
Yeah, let's pick fights.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't say that. I was going to talk about another story about another radio station again.
Oh, wow.
God.
You have not come in here prepared.
Well, I should have been listening to Mark Dolan getting ready.
It's Fubar Radio. It's day one. Get online, fubarradio.com. Listen to it online or download the app for your iPhone. If you use one of our special promo codes, you can get it for free for a year. How do we get the promo codes? I don't know if we're allowed to say them on air. So just look on our Twitter accounts,
Simon,
at Ellie Jane Taylor and at Simon Fielder.
This is great. Do you work in the marketing department as well?
Well, somebody here has to.
Ayo! Ayo! So apart from the Brits, there's quite a lot of other sort of celeb stories going around at the minute. Kylie's knocking around because she was at the Brits.
Knocking around doesn't sound good, does it?
Well, why not?
Quick question about Kyle's.
Yes, go.
How old is she?
104.
At what point is Kylie going to change from this sort of like in real life airbrushed, still looks as fit as she did in that, like, what was it called? The video with her bum in
with
it all
the time. The bum, the hot
the
pants.
The bum video.
Yeah.
When is she going to kind of hit her elastic limit and turn into like, Madonna, I'm old now?
Oh, I don't know. I've been watching The Voice with her on, actually. And she had, how I've seen movement in the forehead.
What?
I know. So it's not like totally rigid.
Oh my God.
I think she's quite a wonderful woman.
Maybe she has nano machines in there.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think you can inject nano machines.
That's one up from Botox.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's the future.
So yeah, Kylie's been around because she's doing The Voice and she was at the BAFTAs, the Brits even.
And she played a secret pub gig.
Did she really?
In Shoreditch, in London's trendy Shoreditch area.
Whereabouts?
A little pub called the Old Blue Last, which is famous for basically having gigs. Huge people do little gigs. They've got a cool little upstairs venue there. They have loads of like rock bands, punk bands and stuff.
But is it like a little proper little tiny pub?
It is. It's tiny.
Wow.
So it's a great little venue. But apparently the old Kyle's turned up there and did a little cheeky gig, which is nice. Usually when she's in town, she's doing like GAY and that sort of thing. But she took it. She took it east.
Nice. Do you reckon she did like Locomotion?
I don't. There's a YouTube video of her performing at it. Maybe we can watch that in the next bit and see what she did. Hopefully, she did Especially For You and got someone out of the audience to sing it with her.
Oh my God, that's a good idea.
Can you imagine if we should know about these things in advance, ideally. We can make a sign going, I'll sing Jason's part.
Oh, we could do that now. That could be a feature.
We'll just sing it live
Ellie
now.
Ellie and Simon do duets.
Okay.
Elton and Kiki D.
Please,
I'm out of duets now.
Please send in suggestions for duets that you would like to hear. The whole Grease soundtrack, dude. Absolute classics.
I'm quite a really good singer,
too. I've heard the time of my life. That's a great one.
You mean Patrick Swayze?
Yes. He doesn't sing it, though, does he?
He sings on Hungry Eyes, though. He sung that song.
Does he?
I don't think I've made that up.
Producer Nat is shaking her head. She's smashing rumours.
Speak up, Nat.
She's
what?
Like the wind. It's not Hungry Eyes.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. He's on the soundtrack singing.
Natopedia chips in early.
She's good
with
at this,
a correction.
Isn't she?
I love it.
Just getting really cross and furiously writing with Biro.
Put me on air. I need to stop this.
It's a Patrick Swayze inaccurate thing, for goodness sake.
Well, he can't defend himself anymore. Someone has to. Okay, guys, come on.
Oh dear.
No, it's absolutely fine. Well, I think we need to, you know, make his legacy live on. He's just somewhere running around on a tube train trying to kick a can, isn't he?
Love the Swayze Meister. I faded Nat back down now. She knows her place. She's back to Biro scribbling. Also this week, other things knocking around,
yeah,
story-wise. Ellen Page.
Did you watch the speech?
I didn't, actually.
I watched it.
So Ellen Page, who's the star of Juno, has come out as gay. And go on, I've read bits about it.
It's just a really nice speech. Like, I don't want to get all misty-eyed, but it got a little bit dusty in front of my laptop.
Aww.
Yeah. She just gave like a really good speech as a sort of proponent of like the LGBT movement. And it was like, this is nice, it's a good speech. She's kind of saying, you know, you guys are really strong, you're amazing, what you do, great work. And, you know, I'm just here as a Hollywood person, blah, blah, blah. And then it kind of was like, and, you know, the reason I think it's great is because I'm gay. And she was like, you know, choked up a little bit. And it was like, it's quite a big deal.
Mm.
It's a big deal for anyone to like come out. But it's like,
to do it that way.
To do it when it's in an industry that can be a bit weird about it and in such a public way.
It is weird, that industry, isn't it? You rarely hear.
Yeah.
You rarely hear of guys or girls who come out as gay.
No. I mean, you hear the rumours of all the people in Hollywood who are, but not openly.
I reckon maybe she got inspired by Tom Daly. Maybe she's a big Splash fan.
I think that's probably true. Yeah.
I also saw quite a lot of people on Twitter thinking it was Elaine Page that's come out as gay.
I mean, it's a funny joke.
She does like the show tunes.
She does. Yeah, of course. That wouldn't surprise anyone. Yeah, no, it's really nice. I think it's great. I think she's cool. She makes good choices. She does cool movies.
Why not?
Great, great spokesperson. Nailed it.
She's a great spokesperson for all the gays.
For all the gays.
That's her new job.
Cheers, EP.
Well done. Well done, EP. Good work.
What's this news about Seth from the OC?
Seth. Do you love Seth?
Yeah, bloody love the OC.
I really used to like the OC.
Of course, he's the best one.
So Seth from the OC has got married, or is getting married, to Leighton Meester? I don't know how you say it. She's in Gossip Girl, but she's a real bitch character in Gossip Girl.
But she's not the one out of the Pretty Reckless, the band.
No, but I love that band.
Yeah, they're really good.
We'll play some of those.
We should do. Let's play some of them next time.
And the lead singer of that, Taylor Monson, she's like...
Taylor Monson.
She's about 17, isn't
she? It's mental how... I was like, when I heard that album, I was like, wow, this is great. And then I like saw a picture of her. I'm like, wow, that is great. And then I was like, wait, she's how old?
Yeah.
That is going to end in tears.
She's a Britney waiting to happen, isn't she?
Oh, God. She's already off the rails, I think. Maybe she'll go on the rails.
Well, that's her rebellion.
Yeah, she'll rebel by like releasing a really awful bubblegum pop album.
And then going to university.
Yeah.
Doing very well.
Sure. She had a wonderful career as a television actress and pop star, and now she's studying for her law degree.
Fingers crossed. What a
Fingers
happy
crossed.
Ending. That's what Miley Cyrus is destined to do.
Oh, good Lord.
So yeah, they're getting married, which is a funny
wow.
mix of TV shows
I
from
don't,
my youth.
I don't know that girl from Gossip Girl, so I'm going to Google her.
She looks a little bit like Summer from the OC. And at first I thought it was her.
Bilson, big fan of Bilson.
Oh yeah, can you imagine if
Rachie B. They did go out for a while, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
He hasn't done that. No, I haven't seen him in much Adam Brody since.
It's a concern of mine, isn't it? Like, he pops up.
He was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was.
Yes, that's all I can think of
that's
him.
That's me too. But he was great in the OC and I loved that show.
He made Geek hot.
Yeah. He was one of those characters that I had an affinity with because I was like... And obviously, it was so, like, deliberately designed to appeal to nebbish, geeky idiots, right? Who were like, humour is a defence mechanism, guys! Like, Chandler had finished, so they needed a new one.
And he came up with Chrismacher as well.
And Chrismacher, yeah.
Big fan of Chrismacher.
Sure. And that legacy, that still goes, right? But I want to see him in more stuff.
Ring his agent.
Okay.
Let's get him on the show.
Ads. Ad Rock. AB, if you're listening, tweet in, email in, or if Adam Brody's London agent would like to send us a list of projects he's currently involved in.
That'd be good.
That'd be smashing, yeah.
I'd be well up for having a chat with him.
Yeah, yeah, let's get him on the phone. Does anyone know Adam Brody?
I reckon producer Nat can probably. She knows a lot
of
people.
She bloody knows everyone. Oh, also, if anyone's got a good story about Adam Brody, because he's one of those people that knocks around London a bit, isn't he?
Is he?
Like Misha Barton. She's from the OC, right?
Yeah.
She was like in the good ship in Kilburn once.
Oh, really?
She's got a shop in Shoreditch.
Shut the front door.
She is Londonator.
I think she's got a parent who is English or British.
That would make a lot of sense.
I think so.
So I reckon some of those peeps will be kicking around. If you've got a really tenuous story about someone from the OC, I'd love to feature that in our awkward celebrity run-ins.
Yeah, if you have any claims to fame,
please
do get in contact. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email us at ellie@fubarradio.com. Claims to fame, celebrity encounters. Can you do any celebrity sound-alikes? Get in contact.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. We really would.
Yeah.
Now, Simon.
Yeah.
The next song
is
one of yours.
It is one of my choices,
so
isn't
it? I am totally absolving myself of this.
I think there's going to be a tonal shift every time.
Oh, good God.
I get to play a song.
Taylor Swift for me?
Yes.
Something horrible from Simon.
Actually, I think you're going to quite like this because it's quite accessible. We're taking it on a bit of a hip-hop bent, right? This is a band called Aspects out of Bristol. They were around about 10 years ago, right? And then they kind of disappeared for a while. Then last year, they came back as men in their 30s, and released a really sweet hip-hop album. They're from the Southwest Region, and they've got a little song about a place called Somerset, which I'm going to go ahead and say they're not huge fans of.
Right.
Because this track is called Scummerset. It's Aspects. Check them out.
Thanks for that, Simon. I really enjoyed every last drum beat.
Come on.
No, that was good. That was it. I quite like that.
I started off with accessible songs. Producer Nat was like, yeah, yeah, send in some songs. And I was like, I could just go for some like really aggressive hip hop, or I could go for mega metal. I thought, no, I'm going to go. That one's got a nice chorus that people can sing along. Albeit we might have alienated quite a lot of the listenership in the southwest of the country. But nonetheless.
I thought it'd be quite good to drive to.
Yeah. You can sort of put the seat back. You do the old, I'm doing the steering wheel motion.
Like in
movies where people turn the wheel left and right. Like you never drive with your hands like that. It just looks like I'm wanking off too, guys. I'm really sorry.
They're standing up. They're sitting on the desk if you're doing anything,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but that was good. Thank you for, I probably would never have listened to something called Scummerset without you. Scummerset sounds like a feature that I would come up with.
Yeah. It's part one in an ongoing feature that we're calling Educating Ellie.
We need some like wah, 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 yeah, music.
Educating Ellie.
That's quite good.
She'll learn.
Oh,
sounds a bit, didn't like that part of it.
Went creepy.
No.
Went creepy at the end.
Shall we read out a couple of emails?
Please,
we've got a couple
do.
Of real, real old emails. It's pretty exciting. Jason from Salford, just straight to the point. Kylie will never age. Ultimate pop princess. Bang.
I mean, I think Jason could be right.
I hope he is. Let's hope the nano machines do their work in Kylie's face and buttocks.
What is a nano machine?
I think it's like a tiny, tiny. It's like the size of like a blood cell. It's not. I don't think it's.
Have you created this?
I'm gonna say it's not a real thing, but I reckon like it is a thing that is being worked on somewhere. In either it's in like Terminator or a film, or it's a real thing. Oh, I thought I could have got through the show without sounding like an absolute dunce. It's basically like a thing that you put in your blood and it like, you know, fixes stuff in your body or makes you into like a bionic
real.
Man. No, it's
that
clearly
real.
Not real. So anyway, thanks Jason from Salford. Who else did we have? We had Lisa from Derby who said, Ellie, I will be your slave for a day if you let me have the beach ball. Hashtag steps forever. Loving the show, love and biscuits. What I would say, Lisa, is who provided the beach ball?
But it's mine now. It's my property.
So I don't get any of the slavery?
Absolutely not.
It's sort of less weird, I guess, if she's your slave for the day.
Yes. I think I would ask her to do different things.
You'd
than
be
you
like,
would.
Clean my shower and stuff. And
yeah.
I'd be like, put on my double duvet cover. It's bloody pain in the arse. Naked.
You really hate doing duvet covers.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I remember you told me about that before.
I've written
it's
a bit of
interesting
about
chat
it.
We have, guys. Oh, isn't it?
This is
that
what we do
really
in real
hate.
Life. We're like, how's your life going? Oh my God, I've got to tell you about this duvet cover.
Well, we had a scintillating conversation about wet rooms the other day, didn't we?
We absolutely got to the bottom of wet rooms.
They're impractical, guys.
They're just impractical. I'm sorry. I don't want to have to tread in wetness when I've got my socks on.
I basically had a wet room. Well, I had a really big room at university with a disabled toilet.
Oh, because you pretended to be disabled to get into uni.
Because I wanted an ensuite. That's a different story. I didn't pretend to be disabled.
That's how you got in, isn't it?
No, my mum rang up for me and said I had very bad eczema, so I needed an ensuite.
Your mum's listening to this.
Yeah, and she was agreeing with everything that I'm saying.
Oh, no. My mum is sneaky. Have a word.
My mum's really sneaky. It's her East End route. She always wants a bargain. And that includes disabled toilets.
I found a wheelchair, got off the back of the lorry. We'll wheel you to the open day. We'll get you a ground floor flat with a big bathroom. I'm sorry
really
if you're
though.
Listening, Mrs. Taylor.
That's not how she speaks.
No, I bet she doesn't. But she's lovely.
She's married up, so now she's like Mrs. Bouquet.
Oh, nice.
Is Mama. But yeah, talking about wet rooms.
We're still going on this.
No, because I've got a good story. Okay. It's not that good at all. When my friends all had like normal sized en suites. Losers.
Wow.
But they were basically like capsules, so you could be on the toilet, brush your teeth and have a shower all at the same time.
Oh, it's like one of those hotel rooms where they like just put a plastic bathroom in the corner.
Yeah, like an Easy Hotel.
Yeah. Like I wasn't going to say the name of the...
Easy Hotel.
There was another one I was thinking of, but let's only slag off one hotel chain per show. Yeah.
I think we've said good things about them. If anything, I think we should get some free stays.
Yes, please. Mucky Hotel weekend, please.
Let's get Mucky Hotel trending.
Hashtag Mucky Hotel,
please.
Incredible.
But yes, Lisa from Derby, you definitely can have the beach ball.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
Hang on, what?
Well, how often do you need a beach ball?
Dude, at least like pretend you've enjoyed it. I just gave it to you like half an hour ago.
I'm glad I wasn't, because I saw you were doing something under the desk before you gave it to me and you came up quite red-faced.
I was under the desk going for ages. It was like I was huffing glue before the show started.
Oh, maybe that would give some energy to the show that we might need.
What
we'll
if
do
we
that.
Huff glue?
Hour two. We'll
Somebody just poured out some champagne in the room next to us.
It's because it's day one. It's our birthday.
Very excited. Let's get a little bit tiddly. On a legal note,
yeah,
like we didn't ask for the champagne, so if someone just gives it to us and we are like, you know, unruly on air, that can't be our fault.
But
can
we
it?
Can't be unruly because we can say whatever we want on here anyway.
What could the worst thing we could do is pour the champagne into the desk?
Then we would be
that
killed.
Would be the only way we would get in trouble. I think
that's why it's been taken off us.
Yeah, here's some champagne. I'm gonna put it out of reach, so you cannot drink it on air. One other little text we've had in. Ashley in South London.
Yes,
pretty general. I'd like to see Boris Johnson and June Brown do a duet. Maybe Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, because we were talking about what duets we could do.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
I Love Rock and Roll.
I love rock and roll. But another
do you know, the only reason I know that is because Britney did a cover.
And that is what's wrong with the world, isn't it?
But that's why Britney's good, because she brings Joan Jett into your life.
I suppose in a way, if she's the conduit for you accepting Joan Jett into your life, then fair play. In much the same way as that X Factor winner who covered Biffy Clyro. Maybe you didn't like his cover, but if you were like, this is a great song, and someone goes, it's actually by Biffy Clyro. They've actually been around for like quite a long time. So why don't you, I prefer the first albums. If anything, they've got a bit too commercial now. Then you dig out the old stuff and you go, Black and Sky, quality.
Apart from when the X Factor dude did Hallelujah.
Buckley,
and Alexandra Burt. I mean, that is...
Not even Buckley, is it? It was Buckley cover, but popularised probably by Jeff Buckley. Cohen. Leonard Cohen. Lenny C.
Seth Cohen from The O.C. No, it's definitely not.
Wow. Just tied it all back together. It's not him.
It's callback, guys.
Different guy.
Has Seth from The O.C.? Seth from The O.C. been in touch?
Let me just quickly check the emails and... No. Annoyingly, has not tweeted us.
Shocker.
Come on, bro. Oh, hang on. If he's in L.A., though, that's probably what it is. Time difference, isn't it?
Oh, he's asleep.
Time diffs.
He'll listen again. I think you can do that on the app, so don't worry.
Ooh.
He doesn't miss out on anything on Fubar
Radio. Let's tweet directly to him.
Oh, please do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do that right now. Live tweeting.
Yeah, sure.
But I've got a claim to fame, actually, that I thought I might tell you.
I want to hear it.
I don't know if I've ever told this before, but when I used to be a model... Stop going on about it, Simon. Yeah, I was a model.
Wait a second. Ellie Taylor?
What?
Did you used to be a model?
Yeah.
Done like a bit of modelling?
Done a little bit of modelling.
What sort of thing?
I was awful. I was not
mostly glamour.
No, it was really awful commercial stuff a lot of the time.
Okay, cool.
But when I was doing this, I ended up dancing... behind a screen, naked, for Simon Le Bon.
Wow. Was this for a Duran Duran video?
It was for the video on the backdrop of their tour. So like the graphics for their tour, and it was, they did a Bond theme. Can't remember what it was.
And were you in silhouette?
Yeah, silhouette.
Presumably,
just, like,
it was when they played A View to a Kill.
That's it. That one.
Sure.
How does that go?
Meeting you with the view to a kill.
I didn't know David Bowie was in.
I do all the impressions wrong.
You really do.
Yeah. Great song though.
But yeah, I had to dance with like various stringed instruments, violin, cello, if you will.
Cello.
Cello. And they filmed me and that was it.
Did you have to wear something that was spray on so that in silhouette you looked nude?
I was nude.
What?
But I was behind a screen, so no one saw.
No one saw?
No one saw nothing.
Okay, if you've got any of the behind-the-scenes pics from that, let's send them in. Send them into the show.
Simon Miliband does seem a little bit mucky.
Does he?
Yeah, and he has an extraordinary large head.
He's a rock star, isn't he? He's probably put it about a bit in his time.
Yeah, but now he's got Yasmin. He has
Yasmin. Got a lovely Yasmin, hasn't he? And some childs.
She's beautiful.
Sure.
That's my best claim to fame.
That is a pretty good claim to fame.
Go on.
Not going to lie. Do you want me to top it?
I don't think you can. I mean, it involves Simon Miliband and nudity.
Yeah, to be fair, mine doesn't involve nudity.
Boring.
Not in next. this is all I've got. I'm basically, this is me all in the pot. Cards on the table. Mm. I am in an episode of Friends.
Are you Phoebe Buffay?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm a very versatile actress.
Is that a true story?
That is actually a true story, yeah. One day, some time ago, I went on a press junket to La La Los Angeles and got to interview some of the creators of Friends. Mm. We went to watch an episode being taped, right, in real life, very exciting, and they recognised me and my producer, and they went, do you want to stand in the background of Central Perk for this scene? And we were like, yeah, ovs.
So and you were in an actual scene
you
of Friends?
You can actually, yeah, you can, if you pause it, you can see. Also, just to get this on some like interactive excitotrons.
Yeah.
While I was uprooting my understairs cupboard and I found that step speech ball, right. I also found an incredible photo of me and Gunther in Chandra and Joey's apartment playing foosball, which I have just tweeted.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Genuinely.
Show me the picture.
Genuinely.
Did you speak to Gunther? Was he nice?
Yeah, he was very nice, actually. Yeah, so we didn't get to speak to like a lot of the rest of the
proper
cast,
ones.
Because they weren't around. But we got to...
That's amazing. You're playing football. You look really cross. Your hair is dreadful.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 10 years ago, thanks.
And Gunther has got a beautiful purple shirt on.
I meant to be angry, like he's won, you know, that's the...
What are you wearing?
It was a different time. I was younger.
You seem to have like
wearing really baggy chinos.
Yeah, really baggy chinos. And a fleece that zips up in the middle that says Panther on it.
Yeah, it's Panthers. It was really sort of generic zip up top.
Well, I think it's a really beautiful photo.
Thanks. This was before Friday Night Lights as well, so it's not even, couldn't even tie it into that.
That is a really good story, though.
Thanks very much.
If you think you can beat that, get in contact with us.
I would love to hear someone beat that.
Tweet us at FUBAR Radio or drop us an email, ellie@fubarradio.com. I can't think of it. I mean, I walked past Bill Oddie the other day.
Don't you see Bill Oddie a lot?
Yeah, I've seen him twice now in about 3 weeks.
Why are you following Bill Oddie?
He is following me.
Is it like you're doing your own version of Springwatch, but where you just... You're like, here, we try not to disturb Bill Oddie as he emerges from his den. Here he is at the shop. There he is. He's buying some milk there.
Oh, he's gone into an independent bookstore supporting the local community.
He's nearly seen us. Shh, shh. Back down behind the hedge. Back down behind the hedge.
But he was dressed very casually, also in a fleece.
Right. Yeah, but I imagine he's always dressed in a fleece.
And he had a few badges on there.
Did he?
Yeah.
A bit of flair.
Yeah.
What did they say?
Probably things like...
I bloody love birds.
Yeah.
But not in a lad way. I'd be loved to go, I bloody love birds. Is that an impression?
No.
No.
But I was going to try and do a Bill Oddie.
I've no idea. He's hard to do. Like Stephen Fry. Do an impression of Stephen Fry. Go.
I can't.
Impossible. Impossible person.
Hello.
No idea.
Welcome. No.
I'd love to hear if anyone listening can do a passable impression of Stephen Fry. I've got no touch points even to start on.
What is it?
What does he say?
He does the Harry Potter audiobooks.
Right.
Doesn't help me. I'm just giving you facts.
The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Don't know.
You do that voice a lot, though, for like loads of people.
I know. It's pretty generic.
Guys, if you can help us, get in contact with us. Tweet us or email us. And yeah, hopefully someone could do it. Maybe let's just get Stephen Fry on.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to have, in the next hour coming up, we've got Adam Brody from The OC. We've got Stephen Fry live on air. Asterisk, none of these people are actually appearing on the show.
Producer Nat can make anything happen.
That's true. She's nodding her head like it's going to happen. So, yeah, all right. Yeah, let's tease it.
I reckon we can.
All right.
I don't know this next song we've got coming up. I've no idea what it is.
Oh, is it Empire?
No, it's Crystal Castles.
Oh, okay.
And it's...
I think it's going to be pretty pleasant.
It's called Suffocation.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
So it sounds quite nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice so far. How long do we get before there's like some Vox?
Oh, it's about 20 seconds until
they... Oh, God, that is ages.
No, but it's kind of a nouveau thing. It's like, oh...
What are you having for lunch? Got anything good?
I've bought some... I've actually got a pot of couscous.
Oh, nice. I got like some Moroccan chicken and couscous.
Oh, really? I've got some mini eggs. Would you want to fancy a yogurt?
Ellie Taylor on FUBAR Radio.
It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio on day one. It's 2 o'clock. It's all kicking off.
1 hour in, nothing is on fire.
Woohoo!
I'm counting as a win.
And we've had some champagne.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably Carver, let's be honest.
I reckon it's, it's Prosecco Max.
Now, this is quite an exciting point of the show, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're aware. We have our first actual real-life actual caller actually on the phone. Are you ready?
Very excited.
Don't be rude to him. Be nice.
Why would I be rude?
Because you're a dick.
I'm the nice one. You're the rude one,
no,
remember?
Shut up. Okay, ready.
Okay.
I'm quite nervous.
What's his name?
His name's Dool. Hi, Dool. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Dool. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine.
First
worry, I'll be rude.
Caller ever.
Are you excited?
I am slightly excited. Are you slightly excited?
We are over the moon. But that's because we've had a glass of champagne, to be fair.
Prosecco, I believe it was.
Yeah, yeah. It's the cheap stuff.
Of course.
It's the cheap stuff.
Out of plastic glasses.
Out of Aldi, I hope.
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's the good stuff. Imported from Germany, right? They don't mess about.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Dool, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Scotland.
Whereabouts in the Scotland are you calling from?
It's just outside Galashiels in the middle of nowhere on a farm.
Wow.
I can't believe FUBAR's reached the middle of nowhere on a farm.
We have reached a different country that is still currently part of the United Kingdom.
Oh, let's not touch that.
No, let's not.
Let's not go there then.
Good.
Mark Dolan handled that earlier and we had no idea, way out of our depth. Anyway, it's lovely to have you as still part of our friendship nation.
Smooth,
I'm sure it will be fine.
Thanks.
Everything's on good.
Pushing all the right buttons.
So, Dool, mm-hmm. I believe you were calling us because you reckon you've got a good claim to fame. Can you beat Simon's story about being in Friends? No pressure.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of pressure.
Dookie dookie. About 15 years ago, I was asked to go on The Big Breakfast.
Oh, hello.
It's a story in itself. It was a long time ago.
Wait, where's this story going?
They said you'll like this one, hopefully. At the time, I was a whitewater raft guide up north in Scotland. We went charging about rivers, doing all kinds of silly stuff. And we got a random phone call one Monday afternoon saying, can someone come and talk on The Big Breakfast? So I was merrily packed off down to the big smoke, taking some bits and pieces, but no idea quite what I was going to do. And then I went to a hotel, got casted over, got woken up at crack of gnat's arse in the morning and dragged out to The Big Breakfast, which was all very exciting.
I like how you're really setting the scene here. I feel like I'm really there with you.
It has to be done. It's pretty minor, but you know what? It's all about the batter. We got there, taken down, crack of gnat's arse in the morning. Johnny Vaughan, who at the time obviously still had something of a career.
Wow.
Well,
I might have to weigh in here a little bit. No, go for
like
it.
Nah,
go for it.
Anyway, the thing I was on was just talking about that kind of adventure sports type of stuff. And they said, right, we've got this handshake. It's really naff, but we think it's really funny, so we're going to do it. So there's all kinds of back slapping of hands and so on and so forth and kind of to and fro. And then to finish it all off, we were to leap up and bash chest. So it was like some kind of big California surfer snowboarding type thing.
All right.
So we went through all of this in the back room, practicing. And as I say, at that time I was a whitewater raft guide, so I was relatively fit and strong.
Pretty buff. Is that a thing, a whitewater raft guy? People are like, yeah, those guys, they go hard.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, we were all just lazy slaps.
All right, so you've set up your handshake with the Vormeister.
Dool, I'm going to say this show's only 3 hours long, so if you want to get to the good bit, any minute now.
Skip to the end.
We had to do this kind of leaping up, banging chest, and we did that, and I knocked Johnny Vaughan flat out on his arse.
Unbelievable scenes.
And he was not a happy boy. He was, wait, in the way that he kind of does. And he's
sure.
Like, really? Oh, yeah, I did all of this. And it's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, do you do that a lot? I says, yeah, we do. We do it all the time. He's like, when we go on the telly, we won't do that bit.
So basically, you knocked over Johnny Vaughan.
I knocked Johnny Vaughan, I would like to be completely clear, I knocked him on his arse.
Well, yeah. The way you say it, it sounds like you were involved in a fight in a kebab shop. This is exactly the level of tenuous story that we're after, I think.
I think that's beautiful.
Absolutely, it is.
I think a lot of people listening would also quite like to have knocked Johnny Vaughan to his arse.
I don't have a bad word to say about the man. I don't know if everyone's aware, but I used to work on The Big Breakfast.
Well, no, because I used to love him in The Big Breakfast, delightful. But then I've never met him, but I've heard that maybe he's quite a difficult character.
I can neither confirm nor deny these.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
He was always a delight
to
me.
He had a very strong personality.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, he was lovely. Lovely chap, took me under his wing, taught me a lot.
Did he?
Yeah, I was only a nipper. Really? That's how I got to go to LA to be on Friends and all that.
So he's like your sort of Miss Havisham. Like, he's
like my
benefactor.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, what a treat.
Oh, Dool, thank you so much for ringing in.
No worries.
Thank you for being our very first caller ever.
No, you were.
Ever.
Please
thanks,
keep listening.
Enjoy.
Tell all your friends.
Okay,
bye.
Goodbye.
If he works on a farm, maybe he's got some sheep who could listen.
Do they? Well, I suppose they sort of follow trends, don't they? Yeah,
they love chat radio.
Yeah.
They're really into it.
Was going to think of an awful pun or a joke about that. Decided to opt out.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Dool's quite a good name.
That's a name I've never heard before.
I reckon it's a nickname.
Celtic.
For what?
Celtic for whitewater rafting guy.
Dude.
Have you been whitewater rafting?
No.
Wow.
Because I watched that film with Kevin Bacon in.
The River Wild?
Yeah, and that it didn't have an happy ending.
Yeah, but Meryl Streep's a badass in that, right? You could be her.
I've never understood why people find Kevin Bacon attractive. I'm just going to put that out there.
Because he just offers great deals on 4G mobile phones.
I'm from a town in Essex called Brentwood, where the Sugar Hut is, from the Towie kind of thing. And there is an advert with him in it for the phone thing, and he mentioned the Sugar Hut in Brentwood.
Do we get to go there now?
Brentwood lost their shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, Facebook was going wild.
Was it?
All the people from school. Did you see Kevin Bacon say the Sugar Hut?
Brentwood Gazette. Front page.
The Brentwood Gazette.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be having a lowdown from the Brentwood Gazette later.
Fingers crossed in a very exciting feature.
Called ET Faux Home. We might be speaking to my mum.
What?
Whatever. The one who got me the disabled room in the university. Yeah,
Mrs.
That
T.
One. She's a sneaky man.
She pities fools.
But she does like the Brentwood Gazette. So we've got a lot to talk about.
Wowzies.
But I'm really excited about this next song that we've got because it's a classic.
Old school.
It's really old school. It's a bit of Blackstreet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it is.
There's only one. Mm-hmm. There's only one song it can be.
I feel like I need to. I was going to sing.
Let's just sing
along
over the whole song so no one can enjoy it.
Enjoy it, guys. Play on, play on. Blackstreet there. No good digga diggity.
No good digga diggity.
No good digga diggity.
I love that tune. No good digga diggity.
Do you know what is not a good thing to eat just before you come back on the radio?
Is it a handful of mini eggs?
Yeah.
I'm realizing that as
a
massive
good
error.
Sound, is it?
No. Chamming.
Chamming?
I don't know. Is that a word?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, Chamming Tatum.
I'll have him. Stop it.
You'll have him?
Yeah.
Him. Okay.
What?
Producer Nat, can we get Channing Tatum brought in, please?
Oh, God. We're going to have... This room's going to be full of celebs.
Oh, my goodness. Can we get some, like, lady celebs in if we're just getting all, like, the hot guys so far?
All right.
Far?
Who do you want?
Should really like to just have a nice chat with Ellen Page about some stuff. She's had a pretty rough week. I'd like to just maybe just hang out. Right. Awful answer.
Yeah,
and then I want Scarlett Johansson in here with her shirt off. Lads, am I right?
Is she one of your faves?
Johansson?
Yeah.
I would put her up. Actually,
it was what?
J-Law. J-Law at the moment is probably right up there.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
From The Hunger Games.
They're all the obvious ones, though, aren't they?
Go for non-obvious.
But I think they probably fall into similar categories of, like, you know, real-looking women. Like, obviously, they're very beautiful, but they're not, like, too, like, sucked in and skinny. They've got, you know, shape and all that sort of biz.
They've got womanly bits.
They've got jiggly pieces. I like them. I like to touch them. Good night.
Welcome to Fubar Radio.
Welcome to the Simon Fielder Desperation Hour.
It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on Fubar Radio. It's 2:15. We've had a lovely time. If you've just tuned in, you've missed out on some... Very interesting Seth from the OC banter.
Very strong Seth banter. We
chatted about wet rooms.
We really got into a wet room, didn't we?
Oh, we got into the corners.
Oh my God.
We looked at the nooks and crannies. But I mean, has there been any Twitter leverage with wet rooms?
There's been so far zero Bantry.
Okay, is it trending in London yet or anywhere? Not at all. There's a shocker.
Hashtag
I thought
rooms.
That was a real thing.
No. Someone has tweeted in Gaz from Ashington. Mm. He's getting on board with the Educating Ellie vibe.
Oh, that's nice.
Which there's going to be a little bit more of coming up in a second.
Basically, Simon's going to make me listen to dreadful music and then I have to pretend I like it.
That young lady is not the attitude. Okay? This is show number one. I'd like you to come in with an open mind.
Sorry.
And open ears.
Okay.
Okay? And maybe a closed bloody mouth for 5 minutes.
With all the mini eggs.
Yeah. Okay. How many mini eggs can Ellie Taylor fit in a mouth live on air? This is an email.
I have a really big mouth and I could fit a lot of mini eggs in there.
Guys?
That's next week.
Guys, I'm just going to leave that. I'm just letting you know I'm not saying anything, okay?
Could we get that on petty cash?
Can we just get money to buy a lot of mini eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my dream.
Yeah, I'm gonna get behind that.
Good, thank you very much.
Gals from Ashington, yes. Would like me to educate you about some amazing music that you don't know. Yeah. However, he's gone for an absolute classic, but I reckon you might know this. SL2 on a Ragga Tip.
Is that made up or is that real?
It's a real thing? No, I thought you would know it. It's
Why
an absolute
don't I know that?
Because it's like from that era. It's from the Blackstreet No Diggity, awful pop music era.
Has Taylor Swift collaborated or covered it? How does it go?
I can't sing it.
Don't look at producer Nat now for backup. You're on your own, sunshine.
I can't sing it.
Producer Nat, can you do it?
I don't know if it had. Did it have words? Wasn't it just one of those dogs?
I think it probably went like on a Ragga Tip.
Yeah, that's it. You must know that.
Yeah.
I really, really don't.
Okay, I'm going to find it in the break and I'm going to play it to you. I'd lied.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Sounds beautiful.
What else we got over here? Oh, we've got a little celeb claim to fame over here.
Good, I like these.
From a Charlie Morell. Mm-hmm. Oh, never heard that name before.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, it might be a friend of mine.
Charlie, what are you like?
She has said, Peter Andre kissed me on the cheek.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is that literally it?
Yeah, well, there's a bit more, but I can't rotate the monitor enough to read... to read the rest of it. So what I'm going to do, there we go. Oh, turns out you can move the microphone, right?
Oh, really?
Sure. It says, I also had to give him one. This is a kiss on the cheek, presumably. Let's just preface that. I also had to give him one, and he had very oiled up skin. This was approximately 1996, backstage at the Smash Hits Poll Winners Party. You're welcome. That's perfect. That's the perfect claim to fame.
A lot of these claims to fame seem to have happened in 1996 or
big
thereabouts.
Big year. I reckon it's probably the year On a Ragga Tip came
out. Apart from the Bill Oddie one, nothing else has happened recently.
You've got a counter with something. You've got something.
If you guys want to get in touch and tell us your claim to fame, if it happened maybe in 1997 and not 1996, call us at... Oh, I can't read the numbers.
Do you want me to read the number out?
Yeah, because you do it nicer than I do.
Okay, call FUBAR Radio on... 0330-223-0200. That's 0330-223-0200. I'm not selling double glazing. Why have I done it in that voice?
No, you probably shouldn't have said it twice either. Yeah, or tweet us at FUBAR Radio or drop us an email, ellie@fubarradio.com. Or you can get in contact with us via the app as
well.
Oh,
yeah.
You've got the... I mean, you must have the app to be listening to this beautiful
broadcast. Or you can be listening on the website currently as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you know so much?
Because I went on the website this morning to do research before coming in to do the job that we are employed to do a professional person.
I had some mini eggs to buy.
Yeah.
Frankly.
I was eating some porridge and drinking a cup of coffee at the same time. Don't worry about it.
We have done work for the show. We've come up with some really good feature ideas.
Oh, very nice link, E.T.
Thank you. We'll be doing some of these later. We might be doing one called Kanye or Carne. It's all about based around the quotes of Kanye West. Thank you very much. I came up with that on the way back from Hull on a train.
The best way, as far as I'm concerned, to come up with feature ideas is to reverse engineer them, right? So you think of an awful pun-based name for a feature, then work out what it is afterwards.
Right.
So I came up with a list of these this week.
They were really good.
Thank you very much. My favourite one is Roger Taylor.
Which I also love.
But we don't know what it is. So if you've got an idea of what that feature could be, try and steer clear of any of the obvious stuff involving wet rooms.
Yes.
But maybe, tie Roger Taylor, Ellie Taylor together and some sort of feature.
Not physically.
No, not physically. Physically. Not like, it's not like a bondage-based feature.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so we don't need these bungee cords that I brought in?
Is that another gift other than the steps beach ball?
They're the Roger Taylor Memorial bungee cords.
Maybe you're called Roger. Get in contact with us. Yeah.
Let's make this as much as we can into an Alan Partridge show, please.
I think we're going that way pretty well. I really like that idea. It made me lol when I read it.
Yeah, but we have no idea what it should be. So if you know, get in touch. Shoot us some ideas in this direction, Civi Play.
Now we're doing another song that you've chosen.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why? No, don't do that.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is... this is actually... It was going to be my record of the week, but it's been knocked... It's joint first. Record of the week's coming up in a bit. This is a band that I just discovered last week, right? They're called Empire. Mm. They've only been together for like a year or so. They're from the Southwest region. They are a rock band. They have put out an album recently, which sounds amazing. They're fronted by a guy called Joe Green, who has got, I think, one of the most exciting new voices in rock. See what you reckon and tell me afterwards.
Wow.
Empire.
That was big.
Future, past and present.
That is a big tune.
That's got to be one of the first times that's been played radio-wise. I reckon it's probably snuck out in a couple of other places, but... excited to just get new bands out there, guys, you know.
That dude is a really big voice.
Incredible voice.
Like, it's like musical theatre big.
It is a little bit. It's got range.
It's got a lovely vibrato.
Yes.
Like Lee Mead.
I don't know who Lee Mead is.
He won the Joseph competition with Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Incredible.
Married to Denise Van Outen for a bit. I'm sure that's something that he'd really like to hear about his voice.
Yeah, I mean, really if the guys from Empire are listening and they want to...
Use that for your posters. It's fine.
TV's Ellie Taylor has compared you to Lee Mead.
No, but that was epic.
Yeah, it was pretty good, right?
I quite liked it.
Yeah, they're playing in London next month. Go check them out. I'm going.
Do you work for them as well?
I don't work for them. No, I just like to give a little, you know, I like to push new bands. I'm excited about it. That's all.
Do you know what I like to push?
I can't think of a rubbish joke. Damn it!
Really awesome features.
Oh, okay.
Things like Kanye or Kanye, guys. Holla. Hey,
we don't have a jingle for this.
No, can you do another one, please?
We have to just do a Kanye-based one, don't we?
Yeah.
To give me money when I'm in need. Yeah?
Your face has gone very red after that one.
I think I've burst a blood vessel.
So this is a game that I came up with on a train. It's... as tenuous as you can possibly imagine.
Sure.
Kanye West, I don't know if you're familiar with him. Basically, his name is Kanye and he says funny things. So
I've never heard of him.
Have you not?
Is he a part of 1D?
He's quite a shy character.
Is
that's
he?
Probably why.
I'm surprised he hasn't popped up in my perif.
So, Kanye or Kanye. So I'm going to read out quotes that Kanye West has either said, Kanye, or he did not say and someone else did, Kanye.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I'd like it if I had like a horn or a little buzzer for each of them. Like like Kanye. Or like Kanye.
Do it. You don't need
I'll
it.
I'll just do that.
Do vocal.
Yeah, I'm like basically like the guy horn. At Police Academy anyway, so.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Producer Nat, can you keep score?
Yeah.
Because this is a very serious thing.
Wow, okay.
Okay, she's ready.
Here we go.
She's got her biro furiously ready to correct us when we're wrong. She likes
it's,
to keep us in charge.
Nazi Nat, the producer in the corner there.
I'm hoping that's not a name that's going to stick.
Yeah, let's get that trending on Twitter.
Oh, good God. Kanye West, guys.
Sorry, Nat.
Good, Simon.
No,
right.
She loves Jews. Here we go.
Right. I am not a fan of books. Do I need to do the voice?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be offensive at all if you do the voice, so definitely do it.
I'm not a fan of books.
Great.
I would never want a book's autograph. I'm a proud non-reader of books. Kanye or Kanye? Did he say it or did he not say it?
I'm going to say Kanye.
You are indeed right.
Yes.
Ding.
1 point. Yes.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Okay. There are three sides to every story, but only one version of each of my song. Why? Because my songs can never be remade with the same conviction or legendary status.
He's mentioned songs. This could be a double bluff. I'm gonna walk right into it. Kanye.
Kanye. That was actually Roger Taylor.
This is Simon Le Bon, so.
It's a shame my daughter only has half my genes. It means she will only ever be half as amazing as me. Kanye or Kanye, the pressure's on.
That's well, he has made a daughter out, hasn't he, as well?
He's
blasted a daughter out.
Oh.
I mean, he didn't. Well, technically he did, but then Kim probably had something to do with it, I'd imagine. In the old... I'm going to say... let's play the numbers game. Let's tick the same answer for all the multiple choice questions and stick with Kanye. Oh, no. Who was that?
That was Susan Boyle. So
no, it wasn't.
I don't know. I haven't written down who they went from.
You have to preempt that my inquisitive nature will demand to know.
Well, I can give you an answer. They might just not necessarily
No, I prefer
be
that it's
true.
Susan Boyle. Has Susan Boyle got any kids?
No, but did you hear that she applied for a job in her local Ladbrokes?
What?
She genuinely went in recently and applied for a job there.
Wow.
I know.
That's, like, weird and sad and scary.
I know.
Oh, Suze.
I know. It freaked me out a little bit. I think she needs someone to look after a little bit.
Is she of pensionable age?
No, she's not that old.
Oh, God, I've really walked into it.
Well, she's quite old, but she's not that old.
How old is she? 50s?
I don't know, 50-odd, yeah.
Okay. So she must have got a little bit of... Maybe she just needs something to do in the
no,
day.
That's exactly, it's not to do with money. It's because she just wants the company and something to
Ladbrokes,
do, doesn't she?
Ladbrokes, though. She wants to just hang around with, yeah, like, old apparently men and people doing on the GGs.
Maybe she just loves fruit machines.
Fruities.
Fruities.
The old fruities.
But, yeah.
Hold the cherries. Hold the cherries.
You hold Susan Boyle's cherries.
Can
you
hold
like.
My... Yep. Did it. Did Stop the same it. Joke. Sorry.
So that's what she said.
How many Carnio Carneos are we doing?
Oh, I don't know.
Because so far it's one...
Right, Nat's
one, two.
Doing the scoring.
It's one, Simon.
I've got one out yeah. of three.
Idiot.
So we could, if we do best of five, I could turn it around.
Yeah, you could.
Okay, it's let's do best
to,
of five.
It's all to play for.
Best of five.
I'm so credible and so influential and so relevant that I will change things.
That has to be, it has to be Carnese.
It is indeed.
Yes, back in the game!
Ching, 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 ching!
Thank you. Thanks right. very much.
This one for the win.
Jesus.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to pick a really good one.
Okay.
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 I didn't create a fashion label. I created a way of life. In the future, people will wonder why anyone wore clothes I didn't design.
Good Lord. You sell it so well. And people can't see.
Anything is possible.
The facial expression. You've got your hand on your hip. You've got your tongue in your cheek. It's like you've got a attitude.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to throw caution to the wind on this one and go, Carnay.
You are correct.
Yes, for the win. That's pulled it back.
Well done.
That was exciting, wasn't it? It was tense for a minute. And what's my prize?
I've got something special for you down here. It's a beach ball signed by Steps.
I bloody love Steps and beach balls.
You're a lucky, lucky man.
Oh my God. What a day.
Now, is this next song one of yours again?
No. I think Nat put this in to make us sound street and aggressive.
I'm edging you up a bit, Ellie.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think, if anything, we haven't sworn enough during the show that they've had to put in songs with swears in the title.
This song will sort it out, don't worry.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Mum, are you going to announce it?
Mum, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. Yeah, and that made me do it. Okay.
I'm not saying it.
This next song is Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, and the song's called Don't Give a Fuck.
Okay, I don't give a fuck.
I didn't like it.
If anything, I would just like say it. I wish there could have been more swearing in that song.
I felt that was very aggressive and... It made me feel uncomfortable. It nearly put me off my mini-eggs, frankly.
Really puts into perspective my choices, doesn't it? Like a slightly naughty song about Somerset really doesn't hold a candle to that, does it?
I don't think...
Such an angry man, Little John.
Little John and Eastside Boys, they need a cuddle.
Got little man
need
syndrome.
A cup of tea.
Yeah.
Sit down and watch a nice film.
Just get some bloody mini-eggs, mate.
It makes me feel
fill his
better.
Mouth with mini-eggs. He won't be saying so many expletives, will he?
Yeah, what?
I should say. A couple of emails, exciting times.
Yes.
We've got a claim to fame.
Yes.
From Nikita in Bedford.
Yes.
She says, Jimmy Carr called me on stage and kissed me on the cheek. Comedy related. Then after the show, he took my phone and took a selfie.
Why not?
Sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? I presume it was like of his face. Like he wasn't just like... hold this. Just going to pop into the toilet. Back in a second. Don't look in your camera roll till you get home. Little treat for you in there.
Lovely.
That's my Jimmy Carr impression, which I've just learned. It wasn't in 1996, unfortunately.
Oh,
it was 2002.
Oh, it's far too recent.
Okay, two quite exciting suggestions for what our amazing feature Roger Taylor could be.
I just read this.
Yeah. This one just says, who bangs, brackets, the Skins, louder, Ellie or Roger Taylor? This would be great if you were going out with someone out of Skins. Like, that would be incredible. Unfortunately, Jennifer Lawrence isn't she?
Damn.
Is she? Oh, she is too.
Yeah. So that's annoying. That's both of us quite annoyed.
It's an option.
Okay.
It's an option.
And another smashing bit of wordplay. Does Ellie Radio Gaga better than Roger Taylor Radio Goo Goos?
Again, that's just extended.
It's fine,
section,
isn't it?
But has given us nothing more about what it actually means.
No, but people are getting into the spirit of it. It's early days yet. And listen, every week we can think of new completely shit puns. So
I think we'll be quite good at that.
We're never going to run out. I mean, you know.
What I want to know, has anyone called Roger got into contact?
So far, zero Rogers.
Of the 12 people listening, how many people do you reckon are called Roger?
I think, statistically speaking, 0.3. Actually, no. There'll be, because Roger's not really a name of now, is it?
No.
It's more of an older generation. So I'm going to say 0.07.
Fair, why not?
Just, yeah.
I took that as, okay, that's absolutely gospel.
Bang.
Why
Simon
not? Said a number, it must be true.
Well.
So, through the show, there's been a theme that Simon has very different music tastes to what I do.
I don't say difficult. You just said difficult accidentally.
Difficult.
It's like what you're thinking.
He has difficult music tastes,
yeah, I
which I have to deal with.
Sure.
But Simon has sort of taken it upon himself to educate me in the ways of his weird choices.
Educating Ellie.
It's like that play, isn't it? But what you've done is to change the name.
Mm. Educating Rita?
Yeah.
I've changed it to Ellie.
You're so clever.
I love awful feature titles.
You're doing really well with them.
Thank you very much.
So Simon has chosen a song. This is his particular record of the week.
I've nominated it as record of the week, sure.
And tell me why. What was the thought process behind it?
Well, chiefly because the album came out this week, so it just seems like as good a time as any, right? It's a band called Issues. Ellie, let me ask you a few sort of questions to get you into this.
Okay.
Do you like Linkin Park?
No.
Great start. Do you like Limp Bizkit?
No.
Worse. Okay, I think this one might pull you back.
Okay.
Do you like Craig David?
Yes.
Hello.
Is it like Craig David?
Turned it around a little bit. Listen, here's how I would describe Issues, right? They have sort of come up from the ashes of like loads of other scene bands in the rock scene, right? And they came out last year with an EP that impressed a lot of people. I thought it was great. So their debut album is out this week, right? Basically, what they have done is they've sort of taken, you know, when you go to a restaurant when you're on holidays.
I'm familiar with this.
Say you're in like Tenerife, right? And you're like, everything is so cheap here. You can get like, do you know what we should bloody get? I would never get it at home because it's so expensive, but I'm going to get it. I'm getting the mixed grill. Do you know why that's the best? Because you get all the good bits, don't you?
What
You've
are you
got
talking
a
sausage.
About? It's a really tortured analogy. And I'm saying what they've done as a band, if they've taken a little bit from nu metal, right, from the early 2000s, they've taken a little bit from like modern screamo and modern bands, right? And they've even taken a little bit from like Craig David, Stevie Wonder, amazing vocalists, and they've mashed it all together, a bit of turntables, into an incredible melange of sounds.
Well, that sounds quite interesting.
It's going to polarise opinion, I'll tell you this much.
I think what we need to do
is
get the audience involved.
Oh.
And I think we need to work out if this is indeed a good song
or
if it's not. If you go into the FUBAR radio app, there is a bit on it called Clap or Slap.
Oh, yeah, the future.
The future.
I like this.
So basically, if you like the song that we're going to play now, give it a clap.
Yep.
That means Simon can pick more music. If you think it's absolute ball bags, which it probably is going to be.
No chance.
Pick Slap and then he won't ever be able to choose anything.
I have actually
again.
Picked something that's going to be incredibly polarising. But
really?
I think this is why you know it's going to be like a game changer record. Because some people are going to be like, it's the future. And some people are going to be like, it's dog shit.
Right. Okay. Let's go for
it's
it.
It's Issues. This track is called Never Lose Your Flames. Riddle me
this. So that was Issues, Never Lose Your Flames.
What were your thoughts?
Well, at the beginning I thought, well, this sounds like Shola-rama.
Such a current reference for everyone as well. Really drawing in
Everybody.
The youngsters. You should see, she does the hands and everything.
Let's it's get, let's get you on. My tits.
She's had too much sugar, everyone.
It was. I like the guy's voice.
Yeah, you got a lovely voice
it's
again.
It's beautiful.
I don't like the screaming, did you?
Like the screaming.
But I thought I would draw you in with the dulcet tones of Tyler Carter.
It's quite interesting, the
juxtaposition.
Yeah, sure. But no, I wouldn't listen to it.
Bugger. Okay.
And indeed, I believe the audience has voted with their fingers and agrees the same with me. Clap, people who like it, 33.7%.
Love you guys.
Slap, 66.3%.
Sort your lives out.
So
that's absolutely fine.
I'm going to give you another chance next week.
I think this is nice. Well, each week we can like really grind me down.
But in regards to educating Ellie, I refuse to take that education.
You don't want to hear the whole album?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Wow. All right, guys.
You were like that teacher that I had at school that I didn't believe she was very good at teaching, so I used to bunk off to teach myself during the lessons.
When you say teach yourself...
I would read politics textbooks.
Okay, that's a different image to the one I had.
Simon.
Sorry.
Absolutely not.
Hashtag wet rooms.
But thanks for getting in contact with Claps or Slaps.
Yeah.
We've also got Sam on the line, who's rung in because he does a really good impression.
Yes.
Of someone famous. I've no idea if it is good or who it is, but I've got faith.
It's
Sam.
Probably not going to be as good as ours, is it?
Probably not. Sam, are you there?
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Did you like that last song that we played?
Well, I did catch the end of it, and I have to say, it wasn't my cup of tea.
Sam, you're dead to me! So nice to have you here. So nice to see you.
Sam, thanks so much for ringing in. You do an impression, true or false?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I do a few, yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh,
hello. We've got a repertoire.
Somebody's
here we go.
Confident. Okay, Sam, I would like you... Actually, don't tell us who it is, and we're going to try and guess. Go with your best impression ever, whenever you're ready.
Master Wayne, I can honestly say that being on the radio is one of the toughest and hardest things I've done.
Absolute classic. Classic.
Oh, clap Sam, not slapping him, clapping
Lovely.
That.
Lovely. Great. Simon Cowell, obviously.
Really?
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah, nailed it. That's, next.
When did you realise that you could? You were so good at Michael Caine?
Probably when I realised I didn't have many friends and had to create... characters
right.
to talk. No, I'm joking.
Right.
Just
yeah,
one of those things. I've
yeah, none
up
of
on.
Us had to do that as
no.
children.
No.
That's, no. None of us created magical, funny worlds that we grew up into. Pretty good start, though. Not a bad impression.
Not bad. Where are you from? Where are you calling from, Sam?
I'm calling from Hastings.
Hastings.
This is great. We are casting our net far afield. We've got Scotland, Hastings, all the major battle sites.
Can you do any battle-based impressions?
Battle-based?
Yeah.
Battle-based impressions?
Yeah. It's just worth an ask. Don't ask, yeah. don't get...
I'm
He's
not really,
really
sure.
thinking
I mean,
about it, which I like.
Battle or town. Yeah,
I've got
I'm
one.
Kind of having a think. Yeah.
Oh, hang on, Sam. I think Simon's got one.
I've got a battle-based impression.
Go on, then.
Go
freedom!
It's just shouting.
Yeah. But it's, you know...
Shouting freedom.
Sort of Scottish and battle-based, right?
Sam doesn't. He's not impressed with that either.
Well, I didn't have a lot of time to come up with that, so I would like a little bit more credit. Thank you, Ellie Taylor.
Sam, can you do another one?
Dig deep, Sam.
Yeah, come here on. We go. I'll try and do this one. I've been working. No, Potter, turn to page 369.
I want it to be Stephen Fry.
Oh, no, it's not Stephen
not,
Fry.
Is it?
I know who it is! Oh. I know who it is. Is it Alan Rickman being Snape in Harry Potter? Yes!
Wow.
I'm very good at Harry Potter.
Very good Harry Potter knowledge.
That was very good, Sam. I was
That's
scared, but also impressed with you at the
well,
same time.
Well, we've got both of them so far, so this is great. Could we go 3 for 3, Sam? Have you got one more tucked away in there?
Yeah, all right. I'll see if I can do this one. This one's a bit of more dated, quite older, but... It's a bit of a tough one.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I'll mix it up a bit. I'll see if I can do
cheeky.
This one. Here we go.
Look at that. How many has he got? Did you just swear on air as well, Sam? Unbelievable. More swearing from the listeners.
I didn't swear.
Didn't you? Oh, okay.
I didn't swear, no.
It sounded like you did a swear. Okay. It's absolutely fine. It's FUBAR Radio. We can say whatever the flip we want, guys. Pushing the boat out.
Right, go on, Sam.
More swearing.
What?
Mister, FUBAR, we need more lemon pledge. We need more lemon pledge. No.
Is it Spike Milligan?
I wish.
Do we need an exorcist to get to Hastings quite quickly?
Immediately.
What?
Ellie has got a look on her face like someone's asked her to do a really hard sum.
What is that? What was that?
It was an animation. So it was an animator. It wasn't really a celebrity, that one, to be fair.
Right.
What was it?
It was from Family Guy, if I'm allowed to say that.
Wow. I still don't even know who our Family Guy is.
Sam, I mean, you started strong and that was dreadful.
This is my family. Yeah.
Bad.
Oh, no, it wasn't meant to be like the main character from
no.
Family Guy.
No. Just do one of the little ones.
It was one of the... Was it the little one who talks like this? The little baby one? I don't know. Who was it meant to be?
I can't even think of her name.
Unbelievable!
I told you it was a curveball.
Sam, you have driven this feature into the ground. You started so strong. Thanks very much, though. Triple impressions. Pretty great start.
Thanks
for that, Sam.
Send our love to Hastings.
Yeah, big ups.
He's gone. What?
He's gone. He's gone.
I got scared at the end.
I didn't know what happened.
Nor did I.
He joined in. I liked it, though.
But I did as well.
We need more of this. We've had two very strong callers so far.
Yeah.
We've got another hour plenty of time to get more lunatics on the phone.
Get in contact. Yeah, tweet us at Fubar Radio, email ellie@fubarradio.com.
Ellie, what's the phone number?
Oh, don't make me do this.
She can't read out numbers.
Because it's just so long, isn't
it? Yeah, it is long, yeah.
0330-223-0200.
The way you do it like that makes it sound like one of those late night chat lines.
0330-223-0200 to see what's under my t-shirt.
We are standing by to take your calls.
Under my t-shirt is a thermal vest because it's quite chilly outside.
It's actually, the AC has turned up a little bit too high today.
So we're going to play some more music, but after this we're going to be doing a TV roundup, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to get into it, aren't we, about a little thing what we watched together.
We did a little watch along.
We didn't actually watch it in the same room. No. We can't stand each other, but yeah, exactly. We watched it separately.
The wonders of iPlayer.
Mm.
This is Big Boy and Shutterbug.
Nice.
Big Boy there, Shutterbug. That's
nice.
All right.
Yeah.
It's quite kind of cool background music.
Outkast, you a big fan?
Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I pulled that out of the doldrums.
That was impressive to be there.
Can you pull anything out of a doldrum?
I don't think it.
I don't think you can.
No, I don't think. I think you can get stuck in a doldrum.
Oh, I don't.
You can't get
there.
It out once it gets stuck in there.
Are we in a doldrum right now?
I think we've just entered a doldrum, guys.
I don't think we are because you just told me that you're going on a date tonight.
Oh, on air, great. Okay, yeah, let's get into it. Sure.
Where are you going? So I know you're going on a date, but I don't know where.
No, well, I don't know where either. So hey, I haven't thought of an awful pun-based title, but I'm willing to open this up to the listenership of a FUBAR Radio.
So is this first date?
No, it's several dates in.
Okay, so you've done the groundwork.
We've done groundwork, yeah.
Oh, okay.
okay, I'm going to go really red during
this.
Yeah,
I think you are. Yeah. So what have you done before? Have you gone to restaurants and bars and stuff?
We've done bars, done posh cinema.
Oh, posh cinema?
Everyman, Hampstead.
Nice.
Ovs.
Oh, that is sweet.
It's a delightful,
that's a really good
delightful
date
place. Thank you very much.
You just have a glass of Merlot while you watch a film.
Actually had two glasses of sparkling Prosecco-style fizz.
Oh, he splashed out with the fizz. You must like her.
Had a voucher.
Right.
So that's a bit of fun. You know, we've just done a bit of hangouts, that sort of biz.
Okay, so you need people to get in touch to tell
where
to take this lovely lady.
Hi, we're in London.
Yeah, we are.
I'd like to do a thing tonight that's... Well, we've done sort of drinking and going to bars. It's always fun to, like, have an activity, do a thing.
I've got an idea.
Bowling.
Oh, I hate bowling.
Wow.
I hate bowling.
Why?
Because it's rubbish.
Wow.
It's boring and rubbish, and you have to wear ugly shoes.
Wow.
And there's always burgers.
So glad I put the posh cinema in before.
Oh, God.
I said bowling.
Some bloke took me to blooming Mega Bowl.
Not Mega Bowl, like a trendy, you know, trendy London bowl.
Oh, I just think cut out that rubbish and just have the drinks. That's what you want.
Yeah, but drinks is drinks, isn't it?
I think drinks is very important on dates.
Well, yeah, obviously, like, I'm going to be half cut when I arrive.
Obviously.
I mean, we're there now. We've both had a glass of cheap champagne.
What about I love a Kaylee?
How would you spell that?
With a C and lots of other letters.
I don't have access to a kilt or swords.
Oh, I love a Kaylee.
I'm looking for just like one of those fun little, something weird. What about, how do you feel about table tennis? Same way as you do about bowling. That's a sentence I said out loud.
Yeah, that's like the wet rooms one. What do you feel about wet rooms?
It's almost like, as I explain it, it explains why I'm single. Because yeah. I say sentences like, how do you feel about table tennis?
Oh, God. We've got, so bowling, table, are you going to badminton?
Not badders, mate. There's no trendy badminton. Table tennis is in vogue.
No, that is quite trendy, isn't it? Do you know who's really into table tennis?
Who?
Susan Sarandon.
Really?
She's set up a load of bars in America that do table tennis.
That is incredo.
Good fact
all right.
for you.
So it's actually an
all
right thing to do.
That is a potential one. You could do that.
But you can do it at, like, you know, like a trendy bar in East London, or you could do it in town. There's
a table
tennis place.
You might find Kylie there as well.
That's true, actually. The one that I was thinking of is right opposite where Kylie Bloody performed. She'll probably just be hanging around the area, right?
She loves a bit of ping pong with Kyles.
Okay, so we're ruling out table tennis, we're ruling out bowling. Any other suggests?
Don't you know. Take her to a comedy club. What are you doing?
That's the problem. That is a really good date.
Has she seen you show off yet?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Did she like it?
I think it was fine. It wasn't the best gig in the world ever, but, you know, she knows I'm an idiot.
You're playing it down. You smashed it. Fielder smashed it.
Comedy
twice.
Clubs are a good place to go on a date. You know, like fun, stuff to talk about, endorphin release with laughter, everyone's happy. But if you're a comedian, you don't want to go to a comedy club on your night off.
No, I was joking.
Just be like, here's some of my friends showing off.
Yeah, no, definitely don't
no,
do that.
No, so that's not going to happen, unfortunately. But what I'm saying is, in the date world, that's a good one, but that's totally ruled out, basically.
We'll get in contact if you've got any ideas for Simon.
Please, listeners, if you are doing, if maybe you're like, oh, I'm bloody DJing something tonight in London, because I'm hosting some sort of excellent warehouse party in Hackney. I need a really awkward prick off the radio to turn up with a date.
And what are you going to wear? Have you thought about this?
No, don't really put a lot of thought into that sort of thing.
Well, you should
just keep it cash.
Okay.
Keep it cash.
Are you going to wear an interesting T-shirt like you have with
the logo on? Yeah, I might do something like this. I might just probably just wear this same. Depends how stinky it is.
I would definitely change.
You would, and you're several feet away and you're suggesting
that. The studio's got pretty hot.
Yikes.
You've got the Prosecco sweats on.
All right, I'll put my gold lame shirt on.
The classic.
Never fails.
Always gets the ladies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tweet us at Fubar Radio or drop us an email, ellie@fubarradio.com. Let's help Simon out.
Ellie, I've just been informed that there's a button on the app that you just press it and then it pops. It's like an envelope. You press it and then it goes, do you want to tweet them or email them?
Holy smokes.
Incredible. Or phone them.
It's a thing of future.
It's built into the bloody app.
Unbelievably.
I know. I'm so excited.
Where's the fax number? That's what I want to know.
Somebody page us with suggestions.
I think my mum might be on the show after this.
This is exciting.
We're going to be doing ET Phone Home.
That's another one of my favourite puns.
It's so exciting. We're going to hear all the Brentwood gossip.
Wow.
How are the roadworks? Who knows?
Jesus.
Has that local Tesco's opened?
I bloody hope it has, and I hope they've sorted that roadworks out
because
contraflow system is really backing it up by the school.
Name. Oh, absolute nightmare. Yeah, Jill Taylor coming up. It's going to be worth the wait. Gold Gun Girls there. That was quite loud.
Three of my favourite things.
Gold Guns and Girls.
Yeah.
How's the protein bar going, Simon?
I'll be honest, it's a little bit...
Yeah, you need some
bit powdery.
Liquid, don't you?
Mm. I've got a cup of tea coming, it's
oh,
all right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're going into the... Simon gets in an armchair and begins knitting hour. So as soon as the cup of tea gets here, let's crack on.
We've reached a pinnacle point of the show. It's the last hour,
yeah.
And we're gonna hit high points now.
We're gonna sail home with one of the best feature ideas names.
Potential Sony award winning, I think.
This is a feature that came out as a great pun and immediately had an actual idea.
Yeah. This is ET Phone Home. ET Phone Home.
Oh. Elliot.
Basically, it's where I talk to my mum and ask her what is going on in Brentwood, the town where I live and, well, lived and grew up in. Mummy, are you there?
I'm here, Eleanor. I'm here.
Oh, Eleanor. She's being formal.
Hello, Mrs. Taylor.
Hello, Simon.
Very nice to have you on the show.
Now, first of all, Mummy's got a cold.
Oh, OK.
Are you feeling all right, Mum?
I'm much better today, thank you, Will.
You don't sound too husky. You're OK.
No, I'm fine. I'm
sounding fine fettle.
The curling. I'm feeling quite relaxed watching those things sliding up now.
How are we doing on the curling?
Oh, it wasn't us. It was Canada and Sweden.
Are we out of the curling? Or are we still in?
I thought we were going to get a bronze.
Ah, but they're not on yet.
Just the warm-up.
Plan the day out.
Bizarrely, I found myself supporting Sweden.
Why was this?
Why not?
Is it men's or women's curling?
Yes.
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 Good. Have you been listening to the show?
I have been listening to you. I listened to you going round Sainsbury's with my trolley.
Wow.
We are mobile. We are
you are
mobile.
The future, Mrs. T. This is incredible.
I am, with my one earphone in. They probably thought I was an old lady with a hearing aid, but there you go.
Or maybe you could have been a member of the Secret Service.
Yes.
I could.
You could have been spying around that Sainsbury's.
What are your high points of the show so far, Mum?
High points of the show...
put her on the spot.
The beginning was good.
The beginning!
When we were all like full of energy and vivacious.
2 hours ago, you're all right. Now
it feels a bit tired.
I like the phone-ins.
Do you?
You've got people phoning you. I think that's excellent.
They're real people as well. We're more surprised than anyone.
It's surprising to think there's a little chap in Scotland listening to you.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
A little chap in Scotland?
He's a big chap. He's a whitewater rafting bloke. He's probably huge.
Yeah, he's probably big and hunky, isn't he?
I bet he's a right old hunk, yeah.
Now, Mum, we've come to you for ET Phone Home because now I don't live in Brentwood in Essex. I don't know what the local news is and I need someone to keep me in the loop of all the amazing stories that come out of the local papers. Can you please give us the headlines of what is happening in Essex this week?
Well, I will tell you that on the front page of the Brentwood Gazette this week, there is a picture of Paddy McGuinness.
Ooh.
Oh, not a great start.
Yeah, and he's saying, no likey, no lighty.
Funny.
Is it something to do with the new traffic light system?
No.
I thought they missed a trick there.
Perhaps he's coming to Brentwood, something exciting. No, it has nothing whatsoever to do with Brentwood. It's just that they're turning some of the street lights off.
Oh,
so they've just used a picture of him to talk about streetlights.
It was a light-based pun.
It's not the first thing you think about when it says that Brentwood is set for a blackout from 12 to 5am.
Oh, I no. blame Paddy McGuinness.
I think let's find Paddy McGuinness and send him to Brentwood. He can deal with it.
What else is going on, Mum, apart from Paddy McGuinness?
Ah, now there's a very good thing that I thought I might get tickets for.
All right.
It's a Marlene Dietrich tribute night.
Oh, that sounds...
Sounds classy, I like it.
See, I that's a bit cutting edge, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly,
it
you know, retro is very in vogue, isn't
it?
Yeah. Are you a fan of the Dietrich?
Well, I have to say, I think she was dead even before I was born. So
wow. I've really put my foot in there, haven't I?
There, frankly.
But what a great way to be introduced to the works of a legend.
Yes.
That's nice. And where's that happening?
That's
coming. Me and you, Mrs. C, can we go to the Marlene Dietrich night?
Little Worley and Childerditch Village Hall.
That. Shout out to Childerditch Hall there.
Yeah.
Big up, Little Worley.
It's not cheap.
Anything else? What are the standout stories, Mum? Make it a good one. Big hitter.
The standout story. Yeah. There's a craft show.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. This is perfect. All great local news.
Burglaries on the increase in Ingatestone.
What's on the increase?
Burglaries.
Oh, dear.
I've been to Ingatestone.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
Very nice. Close to Chelmsford in year 12.
I don't know if I've been to Brentwood.
Have you not?
No.
Mum, what do you think the best thing about Brentwood is?
Could you sell me on
best
it?
Best thing about Brentwood?
Yeah.
I quite like the Marks. It's small
the
enough
M&S.
To be useful, but not too big that you can't find your way around.
That's what you want
know?
From a Marks and Spark.
Mrs. T, I hate to sort of slightly derail this, but
yes?
Do you have any good suggestions about what to do on a date with a lady?
You want to know what to do on a date with
Simon's
a lady?
Going on a date tonight, and we're trying to work out what he should, where he should take his lady friend.
Oh!
Yeah, see, now you're a married woman, right? You've been wined and dined in your time, I imagine. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to Brentwood.
And you don't want a restaurant or anything?
No.
Probably not, no. What types of things have you done on dates in the courting days?
What did Dad do? Where did you and Dad...
Bowling, I went to one.
Bowling?
Bowling, I told you!
Oh, for God's sake!
Thank you very much.
Simon suggested that.
I got stood up once outside a bowling alley as well.
Oh, I'm sorry to drag that
Who
up.
Was that idiot?
And that man is now your dad.
Dad, yeah. But didn't you and Dad chat you up outside a ladies' loo's?
Yes, he did. I was sitting outside the ladies' loo's at Chelmsford Tech, as it was in those days, and he came and chatted me up and asked me to go out
That's
with him.
What you need
I
to
might
do,
not,
Simon.
I might not do that.
Just hang outside some ladies' toilets.
Well, I mean, that's most nights anyway, isn't it? So bowling's up there.
Museum.
Museum is nice, isn't it? Yeah, classy. I like it. I like where you're coming from.
Because then they've always got a nice cafe to repair to, haven't they?
Very strong.
If only the Marlene Dietrich thing was on now, you could go to that.
You could totally go to that.
You could,
Mum could go along.
You could come along chaperone. Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, Mum, thank you so much for speaking to us today. I mean, I think I've really got an understanding of what I'm missing out on in B-Town.
I think...
Yes, OK. I'm glad to be of help. Should you need other advice, don't fail to contact me.
Well, wonderful. If you could perhaps start the campaign for me and Ellie to switch on the Christmas lights in Brentwood. Let's get the groundswell sort of started.
Oh, we don't have them anymore.
Bloody Paddy McGuinness turned them off as well. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I think they probably have.
That guy's incorrigible.
The lamp posts, I can't see them putting on the streetlights.
Well, the campaign starts today.
Hurrah! Mum, thank you so much.
You're all doing very well.
Thank you, Mrs. T.
If that is an endorsement,
bye.
If that isn't an endorsement, I don't know
what
it
is. That is the greatest.
Thank you, Mother.
I loved that.
She is loving it.
She was absolutely great.
I loved that before. I haven't really thought of anything. I've actually printed a list out. She's laminated it.
Yeah.
That's
incredible
brilliant.
Scenes.
I don't know how we're going to top this. I think we're going to have some music to recover.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, amazing.
Simon,
amazing.
That was all your fault, totally.
Ellie was so busy flipping off Tom Deacon in the other room.
That sounds wrong. I was waving at Tom Deacon in the other room.
To be a radio presenter.
I got so worried that I had really bad bingo wings shaking that I got completely distracted by what we're going to be doing.
Incredible scenes.
Good news. Mum has just texted to say she enjoyed very much doing that. Seriously, I'm enjoying you two. Brackets, I hate the music.
Wow.
So I think we're doing well.
I think we've taken all the boxes. It should be the sort of music that mums don't like, right? We're meant to be on the cutting edge.
Well, we are.
No offence, Mrs. T, but, you know, that's just... We're not playing any Dietrich, are we?
No, we're not. We're not. Or musical songs. She loves a musical song.
Oh, OK. But you did compare the guy from Empire to a Broadway star, so maybe there was a crossover there.
Leave me, not Broadway, it's London.
Wow, West End?
Yeah.
Wow, it's one of the biggest in the world, so.
Thank you so much for getting in contact with us at FUBAR Radio or ellie@fubarradio.com. We'll read some more of your stuff out in a bit, but what we're going to do now is talk to Tim Chipping, who is from Holy Moly, the leading, arguably, website for showbiz news and gossip in the UK.
I think it's the only website for showbiz.
The only?
I don't think there's any point looking around the internet for anything else.
Wow.
Go to Holy Moly, that's it.
Bold.
There's nothing else.
He's come out swinging, Els.
What, even compared to...
Daily Mail Online.
Daily Mail Online.
Els
fame.
I've never
shame.
Heard of that.
Other gossip sites are available?
I don't think... If it exists, it's probably not doing very well.
Unbelievable.
Tim, how are you, word on the street is that you're a little bit hungover. Why?
You can hear from my voice. I've developed the voice of a country singer, I think.
I'm glad that went there.
But like everyone else, I was out last night at the Radio 2 Folk Awards.
Yes! Nice!
It's all over the front of the tabloids. Right. Everyone's talking about it. The big
rock
night
roll
of the year for music.
So that is... obviously, the Brits were last night as well. So this is... Was this direct competition then with the Folk Awards?
This is huge compared to the Brits. This is the big one.
Where was it held?
At the Royal Albert Hall, actually.
Oh, okay.
Pretty nice. And was there anyone doing a speech and throwing a microphone down?
Jarvis Cocker was there.
What? Cocker's upgraded to the Folk Awards?
I was hoping he was going to wiggle his arse during Clannad, but he restrained himself.
Oh, God. Were Clannad really there?
They really were. I know, and they didn't do the theme from Robin Hood, which is the only one I know.
I just know the name Clannad. I'm just excited to hear you say it.
Yeah.
What an absolute treat. Who are the big winners? Who are the big hitters at the Folk Awards?
Who won? I can't remember.
You were there. Incredible. I think that's all we need to know.
That is why Tim is hungover and working from
home. You
were
too busy on Twitter finding out what Beyonce was up to, weren't you? You were like, oh, bugger.
I was trying to... What was really exciting, though, was, you know, that Bastille were the sort of band of the Brits?
Yes.
The band that no one actually could ever recognise. One of Bastille's dads was at the Folk Awards.
Ha! Chopped his son and went to the Folk
That's
Awards.
That's support for you, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, son. I don't like any of that rubbish. I'm off to the Folk Awards.
That's basically what would happen if we went to like the Sony Awards and your mum would be at the Folk Awards.
Oh, every time.
Yeah.
Was it quite a boozy affair then?
Very. I mean, the Folk Awards are genuinely the most debauched award ceremony I've ever been to, and I've been to the Metal Hammer Awards.
Is it mostly people like swigging flagons of mead?
Yeah, scrumpy
no,
cider.
No. It's far more sophisticated and. No, it's folkies really know how to drink, and they can still play. So at 4 in the morning, everyone's still playing fiddles, having been drinking for
hours. That sounds really
fun. Dude, we've got to get invited to that next year as well. This is incredible.
We'll have to split the team. You can go. I'll go to the Brits. You can go.
Oh yeah, cheers, cheers. Well, a lot of thought went into that.
Well,
thanks.
You know
appreciate
who Clannad is or something.
Clannad. Come on, say it properly.
Tim, what are the hottest showbiz stories knocking around that we should be aware of this week?
Well, I mean, it seems that, you know, the Brits were terrible yet again, which I'm quite surprised at. I thought they would try really, really hard, because last year, don't you remember, no one can remember anything that happened last year because it was so boring.
Yeah.
It was like being at a regional sales conference. And this year, with all the kind of great acts, you thought it'd be great, but no one seems to have enjoyed it. All I could see on Twitter was people going, this is awful, this is terrible, someone needs to ask questions in the House about how bad the Brits are now.
What I think is, when you watch things like...
Our tax money goes to what, does it? Yeah. I don't think it does.
When you watch things like, and obviously it's not totally comparable, but something like the Golden Globes, where like the opening speech by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler was so funny, the script for James Corden was just... not what it, I just don't think it was what it should be. Like, the potential there is vast.
Yeah.
But they play it so safe, and he genuinely, you can tell that he really likes doing it, but he's a little bit too sycophantic in a way. There's no edge to it because he's so glad to be there. I think they just need someone who's going to rip the piss.
Needs a bit of bite.
It was their deliberate policy to be safe this year.
I mean, why?
The new guy that's in charge of it sort of stated that's what he wanted. He didn't want any of the chaos before. Yeah. Because it's now basically one massive advert for MasterCard.
Yeah, no kidding. I bought time out this week.
There was a big controversy about the fact that journalists who wanted to attend had to agree in advance to tweet certain things which MasterCard would tell them to tweet.
Yeah, I read that.
So
they were actually given what they had to say. They had to write, all of them, really excited to be heading down to at Brit Awards tonight with at MasterCard UK / priceless surprises.
Oh, dear.
Pretty harsh.
Oh dear.
Otherwise, they weren't allowed in.
We have said the word MasterCard about seven times already.
Other credit cards are effective.
Exactly. They win either way.
But it's just bizarre.
Very strange.
You know, every journalist understands these things don't come for free, and you're perfectly happy to kind of put the hashtag that they want in. And when we write about the Mercury Prize, they always remind us to say it's Barclaycard Music Prize or whoever's sponsoring it that year. So that's fine. But to actually tell you, you have to tweet this statement or you will not be allowed in, it's just absurd.
That is. Do you know anyone, any of your colleagues, did they refuse to go, refuse to do it and then not go?
I don't know yet. I need to find out who did and didn't. I think most people just went and then didn't tweet those things. I would, if I'd have gone, I'd have just keep deliberately spelling it wrong.
American
and that never happens with Clannad, luckily.
No.
So what else is going on this week? I see that Victoria Beckham has apparently had her boob implants removed.
Good Lord.
Well, I think this is... I find this quite a strange story because when Victoria first kind of became enlarged, we all sort of said, well, that clearly, those clearly aren't real.
She went for a knee operation. Was it one of those?
And then was forced in a libel trial to kind of basically say that actually, yes, she had had this operation done, which wasn't a shock to anyone. And then suddenly she was smaller again, and we all went, oh, she must have had them removed. Again, denied it. And now she's kind of come out and said, actually, yep, guys, I did have them removed. It seems very strange.
Weird. What was her reasoning for having them out?
I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, Tim. I thought you had all the
I'm the worst gossip columnist in the world today. I know nothing.
This, you've turned up, you've got a bloody hangover, you're telling us about jazz. We want to hear some shit about Beyonce.
What everyone thinks journalists are like, just we don't do our research, we're lazy.
Yeah.
Just like me and Simon, to
be fair. This is incredible, yeah. You're actually making us look very professional, which is great. Thanks, it's our first day. Cheers.
No, she just apparently said that she wanted to be natural from now on.
I suppose maybe it's a thing, like she's now really sort of highly regarded within the fashion world, isn't she? So she maybe, I don't know, it's getting rid of that kind of older image of her.
Yeah.
Boobs. But I think what it might be, the denial, is that Terry Wogan, whenever he's asked whether he wears a wig or not, he always says, well, if I am wearing a wig, I obviously don't want you to know that, so I'm obviously not going to say yes.
Okay.
So maybe it's just that. She's going, well, if I did have fake breasts, I wouldn't want you to think I had them. So I just keep denying it.
I quite like that, Wogan. Sorry. Yeah. I like that.
Can you ever imagine being brave enough to say that to Terry Wogan's face? To his wig?
Oi, Wogs, is that a rug? If it was a rug, I don't know.
Oh, God, stop it.
Sorry.
Dreadful.
Sorry. Who are you doing, then?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. What else?
Is that Eamon Holmes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pharrell Williams was at the Brits last night wearing his sorting hat. He has apparently said that the Blurred Lines video, the one with Robin Thicke with all the naked ladies, is not sexist.
See, I didn't know that anyone was still talking about the Blurred Lines video. I thought we'd done that.
I thought we had.
But unfortunately, he was interviewed by Time Out about it. And so he basically decided to come up with the analogy that it was no more sexist than when you walk around in a museum and a lot of the statues have their boobs out.
Oh my
great point, Pharrell.
God.
Great point.
What an idiot.
I
kind of like the idea that they sort of chosen to get them out. You know, sometimes you can't see anything.
Well, of course, some of them didn't have arms, so they couldn't cover themselves up. So it's very tricky. Pharrell's been everywhere. Everywhere I look, there is a picture of somebody with Pharrell this week.
Yeah.
Big week,
you know,
for him.
There are certain times, like Rihanna did it last year, so they seem to come to Britain and then never go away.
Yeah. I'm not wearing
Pharrell
any socks in honour of Pharrell.
He seems to want to stay here now.
Well, it's a nice place, isn't it, this time of year? You could see why they'd want to stay, the weather.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else isn't around at the moment.
Okay.
This is another really good link.
The Queen Mother.
Oh, Princess Margaret. Lady Gaga. What's going on with her?
Gigi's.
That no one's interested in her. Is that
we
an official
We had basically
fact?
On Holy Moly this week, we've asked the question, does anyone care about Lady Gaga anymore? Because we still put stories up about her because there's a new daft outfit every day and they get less and less hits to everyone else that we write about.
How do you top the meat suit? You know, like how
it's
many just, more outfits can she have?
Now, she need, you know, the album wasn't very good, so that was a kind of big letdown and it sold really, really badly. But it's just no one gives a damn what she wears anymore. It's just, it's like a kind of your next door neighbour's yapping dog. You've tuned it out now. It's like, yes, I know, shush, we don't care.
It's like David Blaine doing another
stunt. People care so little, they didn't even reply to us saying, should we carry on writing about Lady Gaga anymore?
Wow.
That's how apathetic they are about Lady Gaga.
What's she going to have to do? How's she going to relaunch?
I was trying to think. It's really hard to imagine her being not famous anymore.
Yeah.
But I guess
she's like epitomises that sort of 2000s crazy famous for weird reasons.
I mean, imagine if Madonna, after, say, True Blue, just sort of faded away. But it's like, you can't imagine that, because Madonna is so part of our psyche.
Do we have
but
to...
like Gaga isn't going to last in that way at
Do we
all.
Need to, like, hire a sniper?
That's the only way.
Get her, because then, you know, the legacy lives on.
But she's an amazing singer, an amazing songwriter.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that she needs to forget the stupid outfit. She needs to go and do an album of piano ballads.
Yeah, scrub the makeup
show
off.
Show the world that she can sing.
Yeah, just come out
completely
with dark brown hair, singing show
come
tunes.
Come back as like a kind of new Mariah Carey or someone, you know.
The new Mariah Carey.
Well, we need a new Mariah Carey. Because the old one is punctured. Soz.
The next point I've got written down here to talk about is, well, it just says Cara Delevingne's annoying face.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing else to say. It's just an annoying face.
Okay, next. Nailed that one.
Does,
perfect.
I mean, just why do we? Why have we got her? Why is? I don't remember being asked. And suddenly we've got this thing called Cara Delevingne that's everywhere making faces.
Well, I suppose it's been under Fashion Week, hasn't it? So she must be knocking around, and then she gets bored of doing posy faces. So if in doubt, pull a wacky one.
Saucer of milk so for Tim Chipping.
Although... I went to see one of the Prince secret gigs.
Oh, nice.
Last week. And she was there looking kind of a bit baffled. And she didn't pull any faces.
Was she doing a baffled face?
She probably doesn't know any Prince songs. She's quite
no,
young.
No, she kept trying to talk to people either side of her. And I could see that they were kind of going, yeah, sharp, Prince is on.
Sharp. It's 23 positions and one night stand. Come on.
Yeah. Here's something controversial for you. I think if someone gave me tickets to Prince, I don't think I'd bother going.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to put that out there.
Tim, same. I'm throttling Ellie as we speak.
I queued for 7 hours.
Are you joking?
Well, that's the other end of the scale. If I got free tickets, I would go.
So worth it.
Was it?
2.5 hours he played for, and I was in the second row. It was amazing.
Where was the gig?
That was the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Oh, okay. That's a
nice
venue.
The one where he dropped the price to £10. It was £70 on the ticket. Whoa. And everyone made a big fuss because he had said that thing about, oh, I'm going to only charge around $10. So everyone kind of campaigned on Twitter, and by the time we got to the door, they were going, it's fine, Prince has said you can pay £10.
Oh, Prince has had a word.
Prince is just standing there giving people £60 back. Like, how
basically,
much is
yeah.
this one? Is this
and,
£1?
And he kept making reference to it, and by the fifth encore, he came out and said, damn, you people won a lot for $10.
Good kid. He's a good kid.
Tim, we were trying to work out what Simon should do on his date tonight. He's got a date plan, but hasn't got anything booked in. Is there, mate, I don't know if you can get any tickets to a Prince gig.
Chippo's got his finger on the pulse. Come on.
I think Prince is up to Manchester. He's gone to Manchester. Oh.
I'm not going to Manchester on a date. Have you got any good inside London
goss?
Is this
the first date?
No, it's several dates in. Something fun and cool. Any
Nando's.
Secret parties we can crash?
No, just Nando's.
Nando's.
Can't go wrong.
Classic. I like you. I like you, Tim.
Oh, God. You can tell he's hungover. He's just got Nando's on the mind.
That's true. Yeah, somebody get me a Happy Meal.
Tim, thank you so much for talking to us. I hope your hangover gets better, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
Cheers, Tim.
Aw.
Chippo.
We did all right for a hungover, dude.
Yeah, pretty good, to be fair. I could barely string a sentence together if I was hungover.
Right, we're nearly at the end of the show. We've only got half an hour left.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Let's prep for an awesome last half hour.
Okay.
Where's the metro?
Ellie Taylor on FUBAR Radio.
It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder.
Hello.
It's 3:30.
We have done pretty well.
I'm pretty pleased.
We're nearly done.
I'm out of mini eggs.
Wow.
I'm going to be on a dip soon.
What? Oh, no.
I've got some couscous, don't worry.
That's what people always say. I'm having a dip. Get some couscous
in
you.
Yeah. Be good to yourself as well. Because what I've eaten in the mini eggs, I can just save on the couscous.
You just balances out. I think that's rational thought. Sure. We're in the third hour. There's no rational thought.
Oh, there's no rational thought. Thank you so much for getting in contact. We've had loads of tweets and emails.
That's actually been really nice.
I think we're a little bit surprised.
Yes.
It's lovely. It's really lovely.
Thank you
very much.
And we didn't even just have to rely on our parents to listen. We've had a lovely tweet in here. Just says, Ellie, your mum sounds lovely. What went wrong with you? She's absolutely nailed the tone of that. Jen
is that
in Brighton.
From Jill Taylor in Brentwood?
Yeah. No, it's from Richard Taylor.
Oh, right.
In Brentwood. Yeah.
That's a callback if you know my dad's name is Richard. Otherwise, slightly lost.
Yeah. Basically, I'm giving a lot of personal details. We've had another vote for going bowling on a date. It says nothing beats a sweet game of 10-pin bowling, but you have to find a private alley, brackets no kids. That's actually a great point because it is half term. Preferably a retro 50s one and dress appropriately.
You could go like Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got any good sort
don't
of
don't drop a bowling
gear.
Ball just randomly on the floor.
Invoice me for the 12-pounder. And then just drop it, smash the alley up. Also, someone... Let's have a look here. Sophie, the Sophie on Twitter, she tweeted, and she absolutely nailed ideas. Loads of them. She was like, check out the app Y Plan, which I'm aware of, Future Cinema, Punch Drunk Cabaret, Karaoke, Jazz Club, Cocktails Overlooking the Thames. Apparently these are all tonight. She did put the caveat, yes, I work for Y Plan.
Right.
Other event planning apps are available.
What's Karaoke? Is that with ukuleles?
I reckon it is, yeah.
I like the sound of that.
That does sound pretty fun, doesn't it? That sounds like the sort of thing that me and your mum could go to.
What about me? Why am I being phased out?
Well, you're sort of a third wheel.
Do you know, oh my God, I've got a really good one that you could go to.
Is it tonight?
Yes, it's always.
Okay.
You know in London Bridge there's like a wine tasting place.
Vinopolis.
Well, I didn't want to say the name.
Oh, okay.
But, that place.
Yeah.
I did a gig there the other night. That would be a good place to go to because it's all like very interactive and you walk around and you taste the wine and you get drunk.
Yeah.
And there's quite, and Nando's quite close actually.
There is a Nando's
well.
Right there, isn't there? Oh my God, we can tick all the. If it turns out there's a bowling alley near there, this is going to be the best date ever!
Boom.
Incredible scenes.
Excellent ideas. Excellent ideas.
So when this all goes tits up, just putting it out there that, like, these are the sorts of dates you can expect if you go on a date with me, guys. Guys, I mean, I should probably. Oh, let's stop fighting it.
We were going to talk about some TV stuff.
Oh yeah, we didn't even get into it, did we?
No.
We didn't have a good pun for this one. Teleaddicts.
Oh.
TV Times. Simon and Ellie watched a thing.
Ellie watches some telly.
To Ellie.
Telly and Simon. We decided that we don't really watch that much TV because we're out and extremely busy people and really awesome. So
because we're like so busy and popular.
And sometimes I have to soup to make. So we decided we were going to go on to iPlayer or other things like that on other channels. But we did go on iPlayer and watch The Musketeers together, which is a new series that started on BBC. That's on every Sunday, I think it is.
I want to say Saturday night.
Whatever.
No, I'm wrong. It is Sunday.
Nat's piped up again.
Here we go.
She's with her biro.
Nat's come in.
It is, anyway, it's at the weekend.
Well, that makes more sense. Okay.
And it's like a new big thing. I think they've put a lot of
big
money
budget,
into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we watched the first episode.
Yeah.
I had to text Simon to say, are we watching the first episode or the most recent one, which is episode number 4?
And
he
was
like,
argument.
Upstairs you start at the beginning.
who would watch it from episode 4? Why would you do that?
Hello.
Unbelievable.
Because I thought, well, we know, might as well just get in with it.
Well, you know, we know what they're like. There's musketeers, they've got swords. How much can have happened?
It was all right. The main character looks a lot like Ollie Locke from Made in Chelsea.
He does look a little bit, and the whole thing I was watching and going, where do I know? I resisted IMDBing him, and even until today, and then producer Nat went, Skins!
Natopedia
came in. It's better than Nazi Nat, isn't it, Natopedia?
Let's keep with that.
Nat prefers it. Surprise.
Yeah.
Dude from Skins. Grows up.
There was a lot of women in corsets, which you liked quite a lot, I imagine.
Yeah, it ticked a lot of period boxes, didn't it? I've worked out that corsets are the period version of what red lipstick is now to me. It's catnip, basically. Bang, bang red lipstick on a girl. I'm like,
rrr. Do you? Bang. I've had loads of boyfriends in the past who have hated. I haven't had loads of boyfriends. I've had a boyfriend in the past who hated red lipstick adamantly.
Wow.
He says it's horrible.
I think it's very in vogue, isn't it? Like, if I went 1950s bowling, I'd expect that sort of look.
Yeah.
I think it's a great look. It really, you know, it just lights up a face.
It does light up a face.
Yeah. That's why I'm wearing it now. Radio joke.
You look beautiful.
Thanks very much.
I don't think you could wear a corset to go bowling in though, so I don't think that's going to work.
No. But the corset is, in that show, basically all the women are, you know, in corset type stuff.
It annoyed me a bit about that show because the women were either like, oh, I'm so sort of humble, or I am a strumpet. Like, it was just sort of too. There were two kinds.
Well, there was like the sort of femme fatale lady as well.
Yeah. She's I don't know,
strumpety?
It's just all, they're all very, yeah, strumpety.
Okay.
And the first shot of a woman was a woman frolicking in a bed.
Yeah.
Classic.
Pretty good. Yeah, but to be fair, Thingy from Skins had his shirt off quite a lot as well.
It's different.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Because it is. Because the show has four main male characters.
Yeah.
As you would expect from the show.
But it is based on a very popular...
Why don't we update it?
It's based on the popular cartoon, Dogtanyan and the Three Musketeers.
They could have had Dogtanya, couldn't they?
Dogtanya.
We were talking about Dogtanyan as well. I loved that show when I was little.
Who's your favourite character in it?
Well, I remember my mum got quite worried because my sister had quite a crush on Dogtanyan.
Can I say that the main dude in The Musketeers does look a bit like Dogtanyan as well? Like, because he looks like a little puppy.
He has got big eyes.
Yeah.
If any of you aren't familiar with
Oh, God,
Dogtanyan,
I'm so excited. Press the button.
It's the greatest
Press
theme
it.
Tune of all
Let's
time.
Let's do it! Yes! Come on, sing along in at home.
One for all and all for one. Buster hounds are always ready. One for all and for
this is happening. This is happening on radio.
Oh.
We have alienated everyone under the age of about 25 to 30.
I'm so happy though. I think we should just use this as a bed.
As a bed. Yes.
This is brilliant.
Incredible scenes. Yeah, I thought the show as a whole, just that's what we can't talk about it seriously. Am I like that big burly dog?
I like the dog that Peter Capaldi plays.
Yeah, yeah. I thought some of the bitches were pretty hot. It's a dog joke. Yeah, Capaldi was a pretty good baddie. What my question is this.
Still going.
Though. Really?
It's like another minute of it.
Kids' theme tunes were long back really? In the day. This yeah. was originally, it was a French cartoon as well originally, wasn't it? And they dubbed it. My question about Capaldi is this. He makes a great baddie, but like really soon he's going to be Doctor Who on that same
yeah.
channel.
Yeah.
It's a bit is it confusing? Is he on too much stuff? I mean, I know he's in the thick of it as well, and it's like, you know, he's an actor, he does stuff, but that's a pretty big role and a pretty tentpole thing.
But in a way, I suppose it's good that Doctor Who is so such a different character.
Can't take you seriously with the music.
No, because in
please fade it out. Please fade it out.
Are you finding it really difficult? Should we talk about should Scotland leave the UK?
To this music.
All right, fade it out. Ow! Oh. The thing is, while that was on, I was doing little animal paws.
It was
well
amazing.
The whole time.
It was amazing.
And that would definitely be a feature every week.
We have to play Musker Hounds. Or just an old theme tune from a kids' TV series. Perfect.
Get in touch with
everyone. Get in touch with your... Wow.
Hashtag Super Ted.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember how that one goes.
No, nothing.
Super Ted. Oh, no, Banana Man.
Banana Man, classic. Super Grand. Anyway, we can just do boring retro stuff for ages, or you could watch a Peter Kay VHS. meantimes...
I also watched on telly this week.
Okay, are we done with Musketeers?
Well, I don't know. Have you got anything else to say on it?
I thought it was sort of fine. It was basically like what you would expect from a big budget BBC family friendly thing. It wasn't really full of surprises. There was like, you know, oh, he's been accused of murder. Like, oh, he's doing a little cheeky affair. He's a sneaky. Oh, he's a rapscallion. I don't know. Also, I had a thought about sword fighting, which is that while it is classically, you know, what people did, it's not that exciting to watch, is it? You know, if you like I watch a lot of kung fu movies, that's very exciting. It's very balletic. Sword fighting just kind of feels a bit like parry, riposte, parry, riposte.
I think it's exciting. Have you seen The Princess Bride?
Of course.
Well, there's some classic sword fighting in there.
Yeah. Just doesn't fuel my fire like someone getting roundhoused in the face by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You just want more obvious violence.
Not obvious
fist
violence.
Fist to fist kind of bang.
No, just, you know, balletically choreographed kung fu mayhem. That's what I'm after. Can we get any of that in? Let's see a bit of hand-to-hand stuff, guys.
You have very specific tastes.
No, I really do.
Other things I watched on the telly.
Yes, please.
We are now officially done with it.
Done.
I've decided.
Next.
A very modern film, I don't know if you've heard of it, called Three Men, Little Baby, or In a Baby. Not
have
the
they
lady.
Remade it?
Yeah, they've remade it with Tom Selleck. No.
They combined
it was just
the two.
It was on telly the other Sunday. Oh, it was wonderful.
The first one, Three Men and
the
Baby.
The first one with the baby. Wow.
That is an old movie. A classic.
It was, I think, 1986. And I looked up, the kids in it, the actual babies, I think they were played by twins, the baby, would now be like 27.
That is terrifying. There's people who, listening to this, who definitely won't have been born when that came out. Let's have a moment of silence for those people and how old we are. Oh, my goodness. So terrifying. Speaking of the Princess Bride and Big Trouble in Little China, let's try and alienate everyone. Let's get your mum back on the line. Let's hear her about Brief Encounter.
Jurassic Park! I watched the trailer for the new Game of Thrones season as well.
How did that sit with you?
Really good, but I'm worried about talking about it because if you haven't seen...
I haven't seen any Game of Thrones. I watched the trailer for second season of House of Cards.
But you haven't seen the first season?
I have seen the first season. It looks very exciting. But again, you can't really talk about it. I can tell you what we haven't really done is planned this bit out very well, have we? To talk about things that we don't want to drop spoilers about.
So
let's talk about Dogtanyan more. Funhouse! Let's rerun the fun from the show that's happened so far. Let's play some highlights out.
Oh, God. Let's hope Savages will save us
here.
Oh,
my God. Savages, come on. Do your worst.
I wish we never fucked and I mean that. But not really. You say the nastiest shit in bed, it's fucking awful.
Every last second there.
Childish Gambino. He's not childish when it comes to the ladies.
I said that was Savages and I lied. Yeah. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was that dude.
He's a savage in a way. He talks about women.
Really?
I don't know. Don't know what I'm talking about.
Jill Taylor would not be happy with that.
If Jill Taylor is still listening...
Of course she is.
She's going to be repulsed by Childish Gambino.
As she should be.
As she bloody should be.
It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. We've come to the end of our show. We're doing a little baton handover right now.
This is incredible. This is our first welcoming of... This is earlier when we hijacked Mark Dolan's show. We get to do the same thing now.
It's lovely to have in the studio Chris Martin and Tom Deacon. Welcome, guys.
Oh,
it's nice,
so
isn't
sweet.
It?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi,
that's,
Chris.
That's the voice of Chris.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Chris. Do you feel the baton has been passed on successfully?
Yeah. I think we're going to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Tom's been on like the real radio and everything. It's very exciting to have him
Don't
on.
Call it that, mate. Yeah.
No, it's good. That's good that you've come down to meet us down here.
It's nice to see both of you. And I also like the fact, you know, it's kind of like a family here already.
It's
there's
lovely,
there's a family vibe. And I came in here to wave at Ellie Taylor and she flipped me the V.
My mum's listening. Don't tell her that.
And when she was doing that, she fucked up her next link.
Yeah, she did.
Because I was worried about my bingo wing.
It was instant karma. It was incredible. It's like earlier when I was mocking her, I smashed my head into a microphone. This studio really pulls it together. It's exciting.
Oh, I only did it because I love you, Tommy. It was a gesture of joy and happiness to see you.
You flipped me the finger out of love. Yeah. Okay, cool. Nice one.
That old chestnut. How are you guys doing? Are you excited? Your first show on FUBAR Radio?
I'm really excited.
Look at his face.
Me and Tom are dressed the same, which is an accident. We are both wearing...
I got the email.
A black jumper.
Black jumper. Nice jeans.
Nice jeans. Nike Air Max. Although there are other good brand trainers available.
We're so
BBC about all of this. Like, it doesn't matter. But every time we say something, we go, other things are available. We've done it the whole show.
Hang on. The cherry on the icing on the cake. We've both got spotted socks.
Spotted socks.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, you guys.
And I thought we were the Richard and Judy of the internet. But
no, Richard and Judy don't dress the same. That would be a way better show if they had done
that. Good, wouldn't it?
Chris, is there going to be a Rudy... Richard and Judy sort of book part of our show.
Our book club.
Yeah.
I don't read books because documentaries are quicker.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Perfect for radio. What we're going to do for our show is play a documentary out and I hope you're listening to us.
Just narrate it. There they go. There the penguins go. One of the eggs is broken. Oh, sorry.
That's how
Morgan Freeman's on.
So I get my facts now from documentaries.
Just from documentaries.
Change my diet on any documentary I watch. My theory is, why would you go to the trouble of filming it if it was a lie?
Great point. Why would you print it if
Have
it's a lie?
Have you seen Blackfish, the documentary?
Yeah, and that's why I also don't go to SeaWorld, apart from the other reason, which is it's really far away and quite expensive. But
my flatmate watched
horrific.
It this week. He was like,
amazing.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I've got to watch it.
I'm probably going to watch it throughout the show because I haven't seen it yet. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, that's cool. Fine, mate. Perfect. I'll just fill.
So what can people expect from your show?
Advice. That's what we're here to give, guys. We are two very... Well qualified.
Worldly.
Well qualified in life.
I'd say worldly. And with our nice voices like this, Chris.
Let's make it like local radio DJs. We'll give wind up advice. No, we won't. It's going to be advice to serious problems such as, I don't know, that we had on a different record.
on your podcast.
We did a pre-record. But this is the real one.
Yeah, it's real.
We had advice about pizza.
Oh, nice.
And what else was there? Pizza being stolen at home, Valentine's Day, stuff like that.
Any good date advice?
Yeah, Simon's going on a date tonight, doesn't have anything sorted. What would you guys suggest?
Last minute plans.
He's seen her a few times, but he needs something different.
What, from afar? And then finally plucked up the courage.
Wow. Yeah, she's travelled over from Uganda, so it's going to be pretty exciting. But she is a princess, and she's got the million doubloons.
Do you know what? Last night I watched First Date. Don't talk about sex. Please don't talk about sex in the first thing. That's my only advice. Even if she's if she's testing you.
Oh,
just
that
don't
TV
talk-
show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
What is this show?
Bowling. Bowling is out there. What are your thoughts on bowling, T. Deeks?
On what?
Bowling.
In general or what?
For a date.
As a date.
Oh, yeah, it happens. I believe in it. I've seen it on the telly.
Nothing sets you up like putting your fingers in something that's already been touched by many other people.
This is horrific. Horrific. I knew it was going to get really laddie.
No.
Laddie, it's just health and safety.
No, it's health and safety.
Those
right.
shoes are grim.
Yeah. No, whenever I'm on a date, I always have antibacterial hand spray.
go
at all times.
Go with crap shoes that you don't want anymore and then leave with the other ones.
Perfect.
And then you've
retro steel.
Gain something out of
no,
the
that's
date.
True,
and
actually.
Then get her in on the sort of little ploy that you've
so
come
get
up
two
with.
Loads
are you
going to
wipe, sanitise her hands as well?
Oh, that would be really sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, before she... touches me with them, yeah. And I spray it in her face directly.
Okay.
As well.
Are you going to go in for a kiss on the first date?
It's not a first date.
It's not first date.
It's not a first date.
I'm more than that already.
How far have you gone?
We've had several dates.
Several
what
dates.
Base have you made it to?
Yeah. Are you batting out there in the baseball terms?
I don't know what that means?
Batting out there, it just means what base
have
you
on? Base you on?
Ball into the guy.
Is it been a home run yet?
All right, I've seen her shins, guys.
Me out to the ballpark.
Jesus.
She doesn't follow you on Twitter. She's not going to be listening to this show, is she?
It's very unlikely, but, okay. You know, who knows?
Does she know what you do?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Did you meet her at a comedy gig?
Maybe.
We've got a psycho groupie on our hands. Just don't doesn't matter what you do, mate. Just,
all right, let's change the subject.
No, I don't like it anymore.
No,
this is gold. This is gold. Yeah. So, Simon, where would you like?
Fade them out, Ellie. It's our show until the hour.
Where would you like the date to go? And then we can offer some advice on that.
I think bowling's an all right thing, like a fun.
Oh, you mean?
Fun
bowling. I meant in terms of the date. Where would you like the ideal? Yeah. You know, you as the couple, as an item, as a thing. Where would you like that to go? And then I can offer some advice. Bowling. Yeah, I mean, sure. If you're 13, sounds great.
And also, if you go before 5 o'clock, it is unlimited bowling for $7.99.
We're going to go to Frankie and Benny's afterwards, guys.
Yeah. Were you going to try and be underage to get in there?
Yes. Well, she gets in free anyway.
Well, because she works there. That's a bit weird. I've saved you there. Where would you like the date to go?
Thanks,
Steve. Where would you like the date to go?
No, just have a bit of fun, you know. Just have some drinks, have some fun, have a few laughs.
Are you at the end of the
day? Drinks. I always love that phrase. Just have some drinks.
Which means I've run out of ideas. No, it sounds fun. Cocktails?
Yeah. Yeah. Could do cocktails. Easy.
Last time they went to the cinema, fancy cinema, and he bought her Prosecco.
Oh. Nothing says good date like an arena where you can't talk for 2 hours.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you hold hands?
What I would just suggest for Chris's show is don't get any love advice. That's all I was saying.
What film did you watch?
American Hustle.
Don't watch 12 Years a Slave. That's so much white guilt in that
or
film.
Mandela. I figured we're off the list. Nymphomaniac probably though next week should be pretty solid.
Oh no, that's horrible. No, well,
listen.
Right,
cheers,
I wish
guys.
You the best
this has
of
been
luck.
Helpful. Thanks. This has been very helpful.
Well, this is what me and Chris are going to do for the next 3 hours. We offer
give awful advice to people.
Oh, that is it. The cans are coming up. I am out of here.
Cans down, guys.
That was great advice. Incredible. We were helping scenes. You. You're the one who got tense.
You're the one who brought up the sex stuff. You said don't talk about sex stuff, and then you asked what Basie wanted to try and get to.
You did.
That was actually me.
That was actually Chris.
But we are wearing the same clothing, so I understand
it's
why.
It's difficult to know which of you's which. Because I've got my eyes closed, obviously, because it's radio. I just do it on sounds.
And what was your advice, Ellie?
Ellie hates bowling.
I said it was an awful idea.
You don't want to play any physical activity
absolutely
during the date?
Absolutely not. You just need to go and get hammered. It's what you need to do on a date.
But then you could do that really romantic thing where you go, you've never bowled before. And then Simon just stands behind her and helps
holding
her with a swing.
You can't do that. Like, have you never sipped a cocktail before and then stand behind them and just slowly throw it in her face? You can't do that.
Do sort of Lady and the Tramp style.
I said he should go wine tasting or something at, like, you know, Vinopolis.
Actually,
London
quite
Bridge.
A good. Quite
I think
a good
that's
suggestion.
A really good shout.
That is a good shout.
Mm. Thank you.
It's annoying when you've got to spit it out, though, isn't it? Like, you're not getting your money's worth.
Well, not doing it. Oh no! Me and Tom shared a look there. That was, shall we? No.
You've never just got it. I was just talking about wine.
Yeah,
then you could be
yeah.
the same as well. So you know, like just you've never done this before. I'll show you. Just stand behind.
So
and
I
help
thought
her.
We were backing out of that awful
we
alley.
No,
Simon, I feel sorry for you. You brought up this as just a little feature, and these guys have just destroyed.
Can we
you.
Fade them out? I'm feeling really insecure.
Well, it's nearly time for us to go anyway.
Oh, what?
I know, but don't worry. We'll be back same time next week.
Yes,
with all amazing features like this week. Maybe even Kanye and Kanye will survive.
I'm going to say 50-50 on that one.
But if you want to get in contact with us during the week, please do with your celebrity encounters or claims to fame. We'll be able to read them out next week. Thank you so much for joining us. We've had a really wonderful time.
Show one.
Done.
Did it.
Lovely.
Air five.
It's been great, and please stay tuned. Up next, we've got Chris Martin and Tom Deacon giving such amazing advice that you've just bloody heard.
Bye.